This message, Spiritual Food in Due Season, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 18, 1965, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Diyeshedi chakude chanyuma mumuvuachi, diamwane tuulia Marion Branham, diakayishi bobo musango kumpala, mu anglais, mudi alumengi julol. Mumatukudiki mwanda mukulu, angondo mwanda mutegete, chidi mucha chinunu kamachiteme makumi asambo munitanu, mu Branham Tabernacle mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Only be. Not this way.
Mushindu kai. Pindiye mushindu euni.
Now I believe. All things are possible. Let's remain standing now with our heads bowed. Lord, may this not only be a song, but be the very depths of our hearts singing out, Now I believe. The disciples said one time after Jesus had done some many mighty works, they said, Lord, now we believe. Jesus said, Do you now believe?
Yes, kwambe ini.
They said, We believe that thou knowest all things and need that no man teach
thee.
So, Father, tonight we realize that you don't need our teaching, but we need yours. So we pray that you will teach us how to pray. How to live and how to believe.
Hanangu tulitulomba bo wewe utulongeshe mwakusambila, mwakusomba, ni mwakuitabuja.
Grant it, Lord, through this service tonight.
Enza kunangu mukalenga, mwedi disangisha jajalolwedidi.
If we lack anything, give it to us, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hatu ikila bahangile chintu kampanda, utuhesha chimukalenga. Tulitulomba nunku, mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
I know many of you are standing again tonight.
Ndimo mayini babuny benu mbima na chakabiri kulu julo lwedi.
And outside met groups that said they couldn't get in. So, and they're listening to the radio in the different cars.
Ni hambelo mvo musamba kenene tusumu to abantu bamba ni kabafani mushindu wa kubwela mune muto. Kadibika la bateli jila kubisanju biabu mutu shintu shile shilangana.
And now we'll try to make just as quick as we can tonight. On Sunday night, we give over to pray for the sick, have a prayer line, as we get one up here. But we are dedicating this service tonight for prayer for the sick. And I want you to get built up now in the holy oracles of God in the faith of this hour.
And
the faith that's going to take more faith than ever was in any age.
For this has to be rapture in faith. Be taken up.
Dita buja. Nabi kengale dita buja di abu nyuku hita di woku gonswe kumu chikondu kana chons. Bolwe di, bidibi kengale di kale dita buja di adiambu iboa. Bo kwa nga chibo mulu.
And so we want you to believe tonight and all that you have seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs and wonders that you have seen done.
Hananku tribasu bo anwe nuku hita buja di lolwe di, mu bionso binu di bamona, bumvwa, di jinu di bumvwa di ishi iboa, bimanyinu.
We want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider it, whether if that be God or not.
It's
like Elisha of old said, if God be God, then serve him. And if Jesus is the center of all things to the Christian, then I think we are to let loose of everything else and cleave to Him. Remember, He is the center. He is the North Star. He is the ultimate. He is the absolute. And if He is the North Star, there's only one thing that'll point to the North Star. That's your compass that you're sailing with.
And
the compass that I'm trying you to sail with is the Word. And the Word always points to Him. And we feel like it. We're going through a great time of distress and trials, perplexity of time and distress between the nations and all kinds of things happening.
And
sometimes I get engulfed like everywhere I look, it's like in a ship out on the sea. And I've been given charge of the boat.
And how are
we going to make it? Here comes one with a white cap, 100 times bigger than my ship. But we'll caress them, everyone. We are more than victors through Him. The captain, the chief captain, has got a hold of the string on the end of the ship. He'll pull it through.
Capitana monena, kiudumu kwa tanshinga lwa kundekelu kwa mazua. Yeki wako kabu wako hitisha.
We'll caress every one of them.
Nitu banda dimoni dimodi akudi u.
Now, tonight, so we can hurry and let you get out early.
Pindye ujilo lwedi, bwatuwe tukuluisha kajabu, kunu hatula kukumpala kwa diba.
We appreciate your long drives and so forth and how you have to drive and the sacrifice you have to make.
Turituanyisha diende se dienu di amashinyi ntanta mila nibi kwabu. Nimushindu udibibi kengelebo anuenu kunyemesha mashinyi. Nididi filedi didi kengelebo anuenu kwenza.
See, that makes me to where I'd just like to stand and just keep talking and doing everything I can to help you.
Nenku nwamonus. Achichirichi mpeshiriji inga di akushala nmwimana ni kutungunu kanu ni kwakula ni kwenza. Bionsu bindi mwakwenza abi wakunu kwachisha.
But when I'm here, I try to press in everything that I possibly can to give help for that moment that we're now here.
Kadihandi sanganye bumwa bewu ndinte tebwa kudienzeja mukantu ni kantu kanje ni mushindo wa kwenza ku bwa kufileti kwadisha bwa dibiri tuli ha mpindi wedi.
Then you take, if you give people too much at a time, they can't remember.
Hashishuri wangata we muha bantu bintu bya bunyu musango mu akabene mu kubivuluka to.
You've got to just take one thing and hold it right to the person until they see that.
ne kuchikwata chiteka kumpala kwa muntu to nihikala yibuchimona.
And then when they get that solid in their heart, then they'll then teach them something else, just step by step as we go.
Ne dibadi hadi uchangata tishinda mije bimpa mumoyu wenda, dibadi ni ikala mwa hashisha kumulonga shichu kwa buchintu. Anu kuchidia ni kuchidia muturi tuenda tuyamu.
Now you pray, be of a good courage, and believe now tonight for healing.
Mpindiyewu nusambile ni nukala bakole shamoi.
I don't think there's any question in your mind about the time we're living. I don't believe there's a question in your mind about whether God is in the midst of His people or not. I believe you all believe that. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Nenkundi, kuko nempata mumejani habidi bitangila achito.
And I know my people, my friends, the friends of Christ, the children of Christ, believe that.
Ndi mumayi ni chisamba chani, balunda banyi, balunda ba Kristo, bana ba Kristo, baribita bujananku.
And it gives me great pleasure to get to see when you know that you have a message from God, and you give it to the people and see the people respond to that. Then you look back and say, thank you, Father. Oh, what a joy it is then to see the children eating the bread that's been sent to them. To realize that was a vision years ago right here at this tabernacle? That's right, the bread of life. Brother Neville, you remember it mighty
time.
Now, let us turn, if you want to follow the reading or mark it down. Just, I don't believe it would be appropriate to have a service without reading God's Word and passing a few comments. If it's going to be a healing service or any kind.
Anu, nchitungi tabuja ni mbikumba na bwa kwenze disangi shaka kuhidipala jadidi ya nzambi ni kwele kundambu wanse kato. Hikalabi ni nechikala mudimu wa jondo haanyi wa mushindu kana wonsu.
We all understand there's no strangers among us, I suppose. But we all understand what healing is.
It's
nothing that somebody does for you, it's what God has already done for you. Salvation's on the same line. The only thing is to get the people to believe that's the truth. And God teaches it in His Word and then proves it to them who will believe it. Or He said, all things are possible to them that believe.
You
say there's nothing impossible with God. You believe that? There's nothing impossible with you either. For all things are possible to them. God is one person to them that believe. So there's nothing impossible with you for you if you can only believe. Now in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, I want to read the first 7 verses, the Lord willing.
And
Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
Nenku Elia mwene Tishiba, uvo wabena Galada, wakambila Akabani. Bumudi mukalenga Zambi wa Izalele ni moyi, yeye mwene kumpala kundingi imana. Kako wakuikala kunindu mwema nimvule bidi mubionso ebito, animeme mwamba dii.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn eastward. Turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cedrus, that is before Jordan.
Nankudidi amukalenga diakalo kudidi ambani, umuka aha. Kudimuka kudidiba dihatukila. Kudimuka uye kudidiba dihatukila, ni usokoma haubuhini kasuluka kelita. Kadikatangilangane ni yadena.
And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Nenkune bienzekani, na wikala uno maya kasulu waku. Nenkumema ndi mutu minibikolo ludiyi, wakukala bibikudisha koku waku.
Notice, feed thee there. Not somewhere else, there.
Monaini, bikudisha koku waku. Kaku yimuaba kampandamu kwa buto, koku waku.
So he went and did according unto the Lord, or the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cedrus, that is before Jordan.
Nenkuyei wakayani wakenze bilonde sile mukaleng, aindi idia mukaleng. Walu wakayaka sombele habui hini kasulu kakelita, kadikatangilangane ni yadena.
And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook.
Na nkubiko lolo bifubi mtu adila mampa ni minye nyi mudinda, ni mampa ni minye nyi lolo. Yeye uvu unamaya kasulu waku.
And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
Na nkukikweze kabi hanyi mahachikondu kampanda ni kasulu waku kukamaku. Waluka kufukulu wakamfula habula banasha.
The Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. And now, tonight, I want to take a text from there. It's called Spiritual Food in its Season. This morning we had a lesson on doing God a service, or trying to do Him a service. Without being, out being the time, the season, the place, or the person.
Mudindemu tuvoni di lesson ha, hakukuachila nzambi mudimu. Ani kuteta kumukuachila mudimu kabi muchikondu muvu mwaba ani muntu mena.
And now, this is spiritual food in due season.
Karimpindiyo edi didini chakudya chanyuma mumuvu wachi.
This prophet Elijah, we know very little about him.
Mu profete u Elia, tribomanya kakesa mena mena habidi bimutangila.
But we know that he was God's servant, and the servant of God for that hour.
Kadi tribomanya ni yeye uvo musadidi wa Nzambi. Ni musadidi wa Nzambi bwadine di ibadi.
And God has used his spirit that was up on Elijah already three times and promises twice more. Five times for grace.
Ni Nzambi ukadimu kwa atamudimu ni nyuma wende ufahambidi ha Elia u misangu isatumijimu. Ni mulai misangu mikuwa uibidi. Misangu itanu buangasa.
He used it upon Elijah. It came on Elisha in a double potion.
Wakaku atanenda mudimu hambidi ha Elia. Wakalo hambidi ha Elisha mubitu habibidi.
So John the Baptist is supposed to come just to issue in the Gentile bride and come with Moses to take the Jews home.
Ufahambidi ha yone mubatish. Kabidi udini chakulwa anubwa kutuwa la muka jimusela wababisa mbabia bend. Nini aloni mosa bwa kufikisha bende yuda kwabu.
That's right. Five times that God promises to use the spirit of Elijah and already done it three times.
Achin chabushua. Misangu itanu idinzami ulayebu kukwa tamudimu ni nyuma wa Elia. Karimu manu kuchenze misangu isatu.
Now, this great prophet, we don't know where he come from. We know he's a Tishbite.
Pindi ewu, muprofete mune newu.
But how he come, we know a little about the prophets. We don't know where they come from.
Karimu shindu mwini wakalo yi. Tribamanya kakesi habili bitangila ba profeta. Katu nabamanya kutubufu mine to.
Very seldom, as I don't know of any, that come out of the church or had any genealogy behind them.
Mpuka huu kamene mene. Bumu dibini, mema chitukumu manye na shuhu mwe, wamufu minu mwe kelezia, anyu mwe kele kundilo ndangana diambankambu hanyu mehenda to.
It's just ordinary man that was fearless and many times uneducated.
Bavonu bantu ba hatu, bavakaba ini bo wato, nimisangu ya bunyi, kaba jibalonga kalasa to.
And they never done any writing themselves.
Ni kaba voku bofunda mikanda to bo bina.
Isaiah and Jeremiah, a couple of them done some writings. But this great man Elijah never wrote one thing.
Yeshayi ni Yelemia babidiabu bakafunda kundambu amalu kari muntu munene Eliyehu kakafunda kuye chintu nasho chimoto.
Many of them didn't write. Maybe they couldn't write.
Babuni bakudibu kabakafunda kuto hamwa hakabavamanye kufunda to.
But they were men that were rugged.
Kadiba babantu babaka yahala.
There's no man in the Bible like those ancient prophets.
Kakwena kumuntu na shomu mu Biblia buba profeta bakalabu to.
They defied kingdoms, kings, peoples, churches, and everything else that stood firm on the word of God, and God proved them to be right.
Bobe la makalenga, banfumo, bisamba, maikelezi, nibiko abubios kadiombo. Nibika la nukachibi, manakamungu, hadidi, anzambi. Nizambi ujadike ni bobo mubulelela.
They were very rugged individuals.
Bobo bantu baka yahalabadike ma.
And this Elijah was one of the ruggedest of all of them.
Kari Eliyehu kivomutambo kwikele mukaya hala wa kubobu bons.
He was a man of the wilderness.
Uvomuntu wa muchihela.
He came out of the wilderness. He lived in the wilderness.
Wakahatukile muchihela. Uvaye musombele muchihela.
The Bible said he dressed hairy. He had sheepskin wrapped around him. And a piece of leather of camel skin wrapped around his loins.
Biblia muamari yehu vomuvuale miosa. Umudi jingile chiseba cha mukoku, ni chihese cha chiseba, ayin chiseba cha kamelu chonya muchifuka.
Very whiskers over his face, and I'd imagine he was a very rugged looking man, and to look at.
Mutamba, mieri kuchibanga konsu, ne nkundi indi fanyi kizile ni, uvuni mwene kilu wa muntu muka ya halawadi kema, and haku mutangile hin.
But they all didn't all die, they're not all dead.
Kanika tuva.
In the days of the Nicaea Council, many of you people have read the Nicaea Council of the early church.
When
they wanted to make an organization out of it and break up all the other churches and come into one, when they had that Nicaea Council, rugged man like Elisha coming there from the wilderness, eating herbs alone. Great rugged man.
Bantu baka yahalababu Elisha, bakalomu bikalabu fumina muchihela, bikalabadian bisosan kayabi, bantu banane baka yahala.
But the dignitaries, the high-ups under Constantine and so forth, still their voice.
Kadi bantu ba miyanzu mitumbuka, bantu ba kulu, mubumfu mbwa Constantine nibikwabu, kuhuwi shabudi abudi.
Because those being prophets know that the corn of wheat of the church bride had to fall in the ground the same as the corn of wheat in the bridegroom had to fall in the ground. And there it laid for 1,000 years. That's why they write in the books today, where is that silent God that could stand and look, see little children murdered and women torn to pieces by lions and set the skies and say nothing about it?
They
don't know the word. That corn of wheat's got to fall in the earth. How could a righteous God stand look at his own son die and be spit on and so forth? But it's according to the word, it has to be. And that's what it is even to this hour. This man, He was a great man.
Muntu ewu, uvo muntu munene.
He had a sinful generation before him.
Uvo kumpala kwende ni luko ngulubiha.
Ahab was king. His father before him had been evil.
Akaba nguvo mfumu. Wende tatuende kumpala kwende uvo mubi.
Ever since Solomon, there's been one evil king after the other.
Kache nuku Solomon, kuvo nuba mfumu babi balonda ngana ewu kumpala ewu hingana.
And this man Ahab, who reigned 22 years in Samaria, was the worst of all of them.
Karimuntu ewu akaba wakakokesha bidimu makumi abiri ni bibiri musamale yewu kiuvo mubi kubatamba bons.
He was a real modernist.
Yekedi kiuvo wachene lelu wadikema.
He believed in religion, certainly.
Uvo itabushu mmaru antende lelu chabushuwa.
And he had everything in a modern trend.
Kadi wakavuja bintu bionswa ni mumwene ni wachene lelu.
He had his 400 Hebrew prophets, all of them well-schooled and trained.
Uvo ni ba profeta benda kama inai ba bene ebelu.
God sent him one, he wouldn't believe it. And that was Elijah. But Elijah, this Tishbite, was a man of the wilderness. Not a smooth man, he was a rugged man.
And
one day, after Ahab had sinned until God could stand it no more, he spoke to Elijah in the wilderness.
Kidinga dituku, hanyima haakabu mano kwenza mpekatu mushindu wanzambi kachimu wakubituala kukabidito, yeye kwa kule ni Elia muchihela.
And here he comes down the road to Samaria, as I've often illustrated.
Kiyeye wenda uheka ninjile mutangile kusamali yewu, mushindu untu fanyikite misangu ya bunyawu.
Maybe the white whiskers sticking out around his face, bald head shining in the sun, little old narrow eyes.
Hamwa hamwe di mutoka mutoloka kuchibanga konsu. Mutu di bala mwikala ubalakana ni munya. Twist to kesi toa muntu mukulaka jatu.
Back there with a stick in his hand, a smile in his face, walked right up to the king of Israel and said, that not even dew will fall till I call for it.
Kwa kana kani dikomu mchanza, ni mimwemo kumishiku. Uyeta makatamaka buludi to ni kuri mfumu wa Izalela e kwambe ni kuri na shelumu makalu wa kumata kuto to ni hanga alubikile mem.
God give us man like that. Man who know what they're doing with thus saith the Lord.
Zambia toku bantu bunankus, nomanus, bantu badibamanye chitibu benzeni, emu mudimu kalenga wamba.
Now, we find out that before he did this, that God had called him.
Pindeu. Tritusangane ni kumpala kwa kwenze ichine ichi. Nzambi wakanji kumubikila.
God had talked to him. And therefore he wasn't afraid of anything.
Nzambi ukafumwa kula nenda. Kibu achini kavo uchine chintu nasha bamba ni nchinga nyito.
He wasn't afraid of his message. It wouldn't happen. He knew it would happen.
Kavo uchine ba mukenji wend. Bwani nkwehi kwa bingabi kwenze kato. Uvumumanya anuni nebi enzeka.
He knew it was according to the word of the Lord, and he knew he was God's prophet for the hour.
Uvumumanyi ni bifabilonde shile didi ya mukaleng. Ni uvumumanyi ni yeye uvumu profeta wa Nzambi, wa dibadi.
Therefore, whether the king had cut his head off, throw him in jail, whatever they do, it made no difference to him. He had a commission. Thus saith the Lord, right in the face of the king.
Kibu achini na nshemfu mumumu kwa samutu. Mumwele mubuloku. Chosi chibubofa inakuenza achi. Bwende yeye kachivuni chivochichi shintulula to. Yeye vuni mudimu mumbutu manauni, ee mumbutu mkalenga wamba, anu mumpala mwafumu mwinamu.
What a rugged person.
Eusu muntu mukai halawetu wa.
But before he did this, predicted this great drought.
Kadikumpala kwa kwenze ichine ichi, kwa kudianjile ikuamba wa mshumune neu.
For God will not let sin go unpunished.
There
must be punishment. What good is a law without a punishment? What would it do good sets against the law to run the light and no fine behind it or no punishment behind it?
Before I know quickly need to watch a kuchini, Bwakwambani, Kuhitamijulumi kuonza ni mashini, Nkushakwa mikenji. Harikuka kuichi bauchi ulond.
It would be a law.
Au kimu faina kwikela mukenji to.
So there's a punishment to sin.
Bya momo makabidi kudinyoka bwampekatu.
And when God makes a law and that law is defied, then there's got to be punishment for that.
Ni hadi nzambi wele mukenji. Kari mwine mukenji au ba ukanda men. Di baadi bi kengale kukale di nyoka bu achuwa chachi.
And this nation had violated all of his laws.
Kari di tu ngeri di kavu di shemi kenji enda yons.
Oh, they had big church. They had the temple.
Ka bobo si baboni ekelezia mwine ne baboni ntempelu.
They had plenty of educated men.
Baboni bantu balonga tulasa bu inchanana.
They had prophets all over the country. Had schools of them. Turn them out like a machine.
Bavoni ba profeta muditu nge dijima. Bavoni tulasa tuvabobo bina abu balonga. Baba hatula mubienza buku machine.
And they had plenty of prophets. They had plenty of priests. They had plenty of scribes. And they had plenty of religion. But they were away from the word of God.
Bavoni ba profeta kubunyi buwabu. Bavoni ba kuiri bunyi chanan. Bavoni ba fundi bunyi chanan. Bavoni ntendelelu bunyi chanan.
So God called a man outside of any of their ranks at all and sent him in with, thus saith the Lord.
Notice
how he cares for his own. Before he sent this prophet with the message, he said, Elisha, go down and tell King Ahab these things.
Kumpala kwa yeye kutuma mu profete uni mukenji wakamba ni Elia weke uyakambile mfumu waka bamalwa.
And now when you do get yourself away from him right quick, for I have made a place for you to go during the drought.
Nenkumpindewu hawa mana kumwambila umuka umushini lukasalonsu bwana ndi mulongo la mwaba wewe bukuye mu chikondo cha mushiwachi.
I'm going to take care of you, Elijah, if you just preach my word. Do just what I tell you to do.
Meme kiwa kukuba, Elia. Bawe wanu muyishe didyanyi. Mweze chindi meme mkwambile bwa kwenzachi.
Now, I'm going to type this great ministry tonight of Elijah and the time of Elijah with the hour that we're now in.
Mpindi ewu, nengi kala mwakufuwa nyikije mudimu mwenene wabwambie ujilo lwe di wa Elia, ni chikondu cha Elia, ni dibali tulitoe tumpindi ewu edi.
I believe it's a perfect type. I think of the nations, if we had time to go back, but I want to put plenty of time in the prayer line. So if we could go back and see Israel had taken Palestine upon the same basis that we took this United States.
Israel wakakwata Palestina habishi mikidibi mubimo biabwene bitu wakakwata hetu etazuni ewu.
We come into this United States and drove back the occupants, which was the Indians, and possessed the land.
Tuakabwele mu etazuni emu tuetu kuhetebe na kalaba bafobi kalaba indien ki tuetu kuangatabuloba ikushala bubuetu.
And so did Israel come into Palestine under the leadership of Joshua, under God, and drove back the occupants and took the land.
Nenkukimu vo Israel lehende mubwele mu Palestine. Kubulombo di bwa Yoshua, bwa Nzambi. Kuhiatabe na kalaba ni kuangatabu buloba.
And their first kings were mighty men. David, Solomon, great man.
Mi banfu mubabu bakumpala bantu babu kole. David, Solomon, ni bantu banene.
Our first presidents were great men. Washington, Lincoln, and so forth.
Banfu mubetu baditu nga bakumpala bafabantu banena. Washington, Lincoln, nibakwabu.
Then finally the presidents or the kings become getting more rotten all the time. Finally they ended up with this Ahab.
Hashishendekelu wabionsu, banfu mubaditu nga anyi banfu mwabu, kubanga mubenda bashala babole diba jonsu. Kindekelu wabionsu kufika buku wakabeu.
Very type, typical of our day.
Chifu anyi mene mene.
And the people got so modern, they didn't want to hear the true word of the Lord. And you can imagine on a modern people like that, what a real true servant of God would sound like to
them.
Why, he was crazy. He was out of his mind. There couldn't be such a thing.
Monas, yes, Vomuhal. Vomujemijalungani. Chintubudanku, Kinchfayanaku Kuikala Kunasha.
They were religious. Very religious.
Bavobatin the lady. Kabibatin the lady Badihoko.
They had sincere man. They had sincere people. They're very religious.
Bavoni Baluma ba Mejima talk. Bavoni Bantu ba Mejima talk. Bavobatin the lady Badihoko.
So he knew that it would take more than just an ordinary theology. It would take more than any ordinary message. It would take more than just preaching the word to crack their stony hearts.
Hananku, yeye vumumani bivuifua ina kukengele chintu chihita ha theology wetu hatuweu. Bivuifua ina kukengele chintu chihita chihita mukenju onsu nakawetu hatuweu. Bivo bifanya kukengele chintu chihita nukuyeshe kwa idii hatuweku. Wakweleshe myoi yabu ya mabuwa imitanta.
He knew it took, thus saith the Lord, to send that judgment down upon that people.
Uvumumanyi bivo bikengele emu mjimukalenga wamba wakutu majilumbulu isha adii hachisambachi.
So he knew that when he went out with, thus saith the Lord, and it was thus saith the Lord, to spurn that with judgment.
Hananku, uvumumanyachi. Haka hatukaini emu mjimukalenga wamba. Nicho chachi chivwa ngemu mjimukalenga wamba. Kube ngachi kumaditambishi chivwa nchilumbulu idi.
We see that in our day too. We see that in any day.
Turitungwa nachi mudituku jetuwe jikabidi, cho chachi. Turitungwa nachi mudituku kana jonsu.
It's nothing left but judgment when you step over the line of mercy.
Kakwene chidichisha la to anuchilumbulu idi. Haudi usambu kamukalu wangasa.
Now, that type there, that I'm going to type Elijah with the church today, the church of today.
Mpindyeu chimfanyachi kwaka, achi nimfanyikisha eli, ani ekeleze lelu, ekeleze walelu ewu.
Just before judgment, he received this message.
Kumpala mena mena kwa chilumbulu idi, mkwaka hete imukenju mwine ewu.
Elijah, he represented being cared for in the natural, his natural food, because it wasn't going to rain now, according to the word of God, for 3 years and 6 months, or until Elijah called for it.
Elia, uvule jampala, bumuvayi mukubi, bumumubidi, chakwede chende, chamumubidi achi, bwalumvula kavumu akulo kampindi yoto, bilonda shilidi di anzambi, munda muabidi mubisa, turingondui sambombu, anyi to ni hawa Elia ni chakumubi kila.
Whatever time you say Elijah, that's what it'll be.
Chikondo chonsi chuamba we wachi Elia kichi kala chochachi.
Therefore he walked up to the king and said, there'll not even be dewfall till I call for it.
Kibwa chini wakayata magata magatoni kudimfumu ekwambeini na shalumu makalo wakulo kakuto toni hangalubikile mema.
That's quite a load, isn't it? That's quite a message.
Aji sinchingo machishima cha mambu isi. Kimo mwanyi.
And now we're going to type that with the spiritual drought of today. Now we all know, we're very aware, that there is a great spiritual drought in the land today, spiritually speaking.
And
And you know that was predicted by the prophets just before the second coming of Christ would be? Said there will come a famine in the land, and it won't be for bread alone, but for the hearing of the word of God. And that day is now. Hearing the true word of God. Now, types of natural drought with the spiritual. Sin and unbelief by false teachers and modernists in the church had brought the place to this coming oncoming judgment.
Mpekatu ni buhidia. Kujibalonge shiba amashimi ni bene chene lelu mwekelezia, bia kafikisha mwabawu, kujilumbulwishe divodilua, dikavu disemene edi.
Then they had turned from God's word and his prophet to a modern theological terms of the word. You notice here, it's just at that time that God always raises up something.
Because
he does nothing until first he reveals it to the people. And he always reveals it by his servants. Now, but Elijah, during this time, had a secret place that God had ordained for him to go to.
Mpindewu, kadi Elia, muchine chikondwechi, uvoni kaba kasoko makabanzami mumulongo lwele bwakuyayi.
That's the thing we want to see now just before we have the prayer line.
Kichintu chitu dibaso kumona mpindewu mena kumpala kwa tetu kwenze mulongo wabebedi.
Elijah had a secret place provided by God himself.
Elia uvoni kaba kasoko makalongo lwele kudinzami ye mwini.
Now the church never provided for him. The king never provided for him. He didn't provide himself.
Mpindewu, king ekelezi waka mulongolele kuto. King fumu waka mulongolele kuto. King ye mwini waka kalongolele to.
But God provided a secret place for Elijah to be fed all the time during the drought, where his food was provided day by day.
Kadinzami waka longolele kaba kasoko mabuwa elia kwekale udishi bomu diba jonsu mchukontu cha mshuwachi. Mubuwa chakude chende chilongolo diibwa.
He didn't need to wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. Wonder if the supply run out.
Kavoni bwalu bwa kudikonke ni chikala mwa kwenzika malaba nchini. Anyi kudikonke ni chakude china chintishika anyi kintishika to.
God said, I have commanded the ravens and they'll feed you.
Nzambi wakamba ni, ndi mutu minibiko lulu diyi, ni biyo biki bikale bikudisha.
What a wonderful thing. A type of our secret place in Christ.
Chintu chilenga kai husuwe.
When the world council and all is going on today that says the days of miracles is past, the great powers of God's been taken out of the churches. They seem like anymore, they don't have nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. We know that to be the truth. And form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Just the same thing that David did this morning with the ox carts. Got away from the word.
When
the word was presented and given to him, they did not want it. Therefore, they'd gotten away from it.
Hakabalejabo ni kubahabudi kabaka disoto kibuachini bakabubase sukaku.
That's what these people had done in the days of Elijah, gotten away from the word.
Kicha kenza bantu abomatu kwa Elia basse sukaku diyi.
They thought they had the word, but they didn't have it.
Bavaba delele mejini bavoni diyi kadi kaba inadito.
So notice then. In the doing the time that he was going to punish the unbeliever, he made a way for the believer.
Hananku monaidi badimu muchikondo tfayuamba kunyoka mwene buhidia ye wakasebele mwene kuita bujenjila.
The same thing he does each time.
Chintu chimochumwa chintidi wenze musang once.
In the days when he's going to destroy the world by water, he made a way of escape for Noah.
Mumatu kwa vayuamba kubutula bulaba kumayao.
In the days that he was going to drown Egypt, he made a way of escape across the sea for his people. How God makes his way.
And
where there is no way, he is that way. He is that way.
Ni mwabu udikawu injila na ashe umuawu. Yeye kinjilawu. Yeye kinjilawu.
Now, we realize that we're facing one of the greatest hours that history has ever known.
Pindia ututifika kujumvu ni tukadi kumpala kwa dimoja kumeba manena akadi malumalonda mamanyaku.
It isn't exactly the warhead with the a bright, shiny missile with a head on it that we should be afraid of. It's the churches we should be afraid of.
Kachina numene menen tafu munene ni misile wa ubala kanabi kola mwikala ni mutu mwasa kwa auto wa tuetu kumvu ila bowa. Ekelieze kidi kengele tuetu kumvu ila bowa.
It's the hour that we're living that we should watch.
Diberi tujini moye di kidi di kengele tuetu kutabalela.
Now notice, but God made a way for Elijah to escape it.
Pindi ya umanai, kadinzambi wakenzele eli ya njile wadi handukila ku.
And he's made a way for his believing children to escape it now. The wrath and things that is to come.
Ni yeye mwenze la bana benda badibita buja njile waku handukila bu kucho cha chimpindi ya u chinji chikole ni malu adi ni chakulua.
Because God could not be just to judge those people and send them punishment and sink Sodom and Gomorrah and sink Capernaum in the middle of the sea and condemn those generations in Sodom and Gomorrah and then let us do the same thing and get by with it.
Bwalu, zambi kimufa ina kwikala mwaka na hakulumbulu shabantu wabu, nikubatu mine dinyoka, nikutukija Sodoma ni Gomola, nikutukija Kape ni mamunkechi mwambu, nikuhisha mkwa mwai, ni Sodoma ni Gomola, kedi kutulegele tuwe tutuweza chintu chimochimwachi, katu itunyoki iboto.
We're just as sure for judgment as they were sure for judgment.
Tuwe tustrimene mena batuishi, bubwa jilumbulu isha, anumufu buha batuishi, bubwa jilumbulu isha mu.
Now, we notice that when these things come up, the modern trend of that day, God rose up a man in that day, or raised up a man rather, to combat the forces, and they wouldn't listen to it.
Hakajuka bine bintu ebi. Mwenin wachanele luwadi tukwadi au. Zambi wujula muntu mudine di tukwadi. Anyu wakajula muntu, nankuswe. Bwa kuluangani ni makolau. Kadibobu, kaba kaso kuchiteleje to.
They thought he was crazy. He'd lost his mind. He was just some old fanatic fool from the wilderness. Kind of bush
crazed.
But yet he had the word of the Lord. The word doesn't mean what it says, they say today. Oh, well, the Bible is a history book. I guess you've seen this now. They claim that Eve didn't eat the apple. She ate a, what was it? I believe it was an apricot. They say now it was an apricot.
Ngelemezi ni nukadibu wana chuo chachi, chidibu bamba mpindi ya wechini. Eva kakadi chumma chapo mato, wakadia, chibwanchi nyaha, ngelemezi ni... Chiwanchi mmacha apriko. Mukari buba mapindi yeo. Chiwanchi mmacha apriko.
And then that Moses never brought the children through the Red Sea is a big bunch of reeds up the other end of that sea and he went through a sea of reeds.
Ni hashisha ni Mosa kakasabuisha bana mumbu mukunza to. Chiwanchi kutukutu cha maleng. Kunda ke luku aluseke luku abulu mbu kwa ka kikuichila yi mumbu wa maleng.
Then how did the water, W-A-T-E-R, wall up on both sides and went through on dry land then?
Kadimu nyumwa kenza mayi, M-A-Y-E, mayi, meza bimanu seka yonsu ibidi, mwakahichila bubendele mubula babu madi badi.
Oh, such nonsense.
Ka, lukutukutu nanyuwe.
But you see, it takes that kind of a day to bring God's wrath down upon the people. It doesn't.
Kadimu nyumwanas, bidibi genledi tuku diamushindu au bogutulu ishe chizi chikola chanzambi habantu. Kichini chichenza.
They say there's no such a thing as these, even church people, don't believe in miracles.
Badibamba ni kakutu chintu hachini, ebi, na shabantu bamwe kelezi ebi, na kabene bitabuja bishimato.
I'll give you $1,000, he said, show me a miracle. Show me a miracle.
Ninku handole chinunu, budibubamba. Ndeje chishim, ndeje chishim.
Well, they couldn't see it if there was 10,000 things done before him.
Kimba fo ene kuchumona to, na shakwenza kabintu binunu dikumi kumpala kwabu.
Why, they never see it.
Monas, bobo kimba fanyina kukuchi monato.
You said that's impossible. Oh, no, it isn't.
We ujuwamba ni achika chena mwakwenze kakuto. Kato, kina mkuto.
Elijah one time was down at Dothan, and the Syrian army had come over and surrounded the city to take him, because they know that's where the nation's power laid was in that seer.
Musa mkampanda elio vosanganyibu kudotana. Nechilulucha bene suli, echilo kunyungulukile chimenga, wakumu kwa atabu. bolo bofa mani mu yeye kimvubu kola bwa bodi tunga di busanga nyi bwa mumwene lumondo wawo.
Why, the king, one of the men told the king of Syria, said, why, you know, Elijah the prophet, the Tishbite, tells the king of Israel what you talk about in your secret chamber.
Monas mfumu, umuoku bantuabu, kivomu kambile mfumu wasuli yani, monas, urimumanyas, elia mu profeta, mwene Tishba, mutuambile mfumu wa izelele, biutuwe muamba, muchibambilu chepe, chisoko maabi.
Said, go get that guy, that's the fellow's hinderness.
Yeni, ndeke kwa taimuli mianao.
And the whole Syrian army slipped in around Dalton, is all around it.
Kiti lulucha bene Syria, chonsun konku ye chanu bimpa bimpa, ekunyungulukile chidotana, bakamunyungulukile ekuni eku.
And the Gehazi, the servant of the prophet, woke up and he said, oh my father, the armies is all around us here, we're completely surrounded.
Kigeazi, musadidi wa mu profeta, kutabuluka ekwambani ka tatuanyi.
He said, why, there's more with us than there is with them.
And
the Gehazi looked around and said, I don't see nobody. He said, Lord God, open up that boy's eyes. And his eyes opened up. And all the hills was full of angels and chariots sitting around the unseen forces.
Kimeso ndikukango kawo nengutukuna tonso tubotula tenta ni banjelu ni makalu amvita bisanganyebo munyungulu kile monsu makola ya dikaya mwene kawo.
Elijah walked right out there and the Bible said he smote them blind.
Elia kuhatuka ihambelo ahu ni Biblia mwamba ni yekubovuja bampofu.
He walked out to them, they were blind to him.
Walked
out and said, are you looking for Elijah? He said, yes, we're looking for
him. So
come on, tell you right where he's at. And led them right into ambush, right straight where the army's marched right out and got him.
Yeye ni katu ya anubuludi to ni mwaba mena wakahatukile bilu ilu kadi kuba kwa tabu.
Now the Bible said he smote them blind. That settles it.
Pindia u Biblia mwamba ni ye ya kuba vuija bampofu. Achisi nchiko sabualu.
And people are so spiritual blind today, though the Lord God come down in the midst of the people and do anything and the things he promised, they still can't see it.
Kadi bantu mbampofu ba munyuma lelwe u mumushindu wani na shamene mukalenga nzambi mutulu kamunga chimwa bantu ni mweze chintu kampanda ni bintu bya kale yayi kabena numwa kuchimona to.
They are spiritually blind. Don't know God, don't know his great power.
Bobu mbampofu munyuma kabayi bamanya nzambi kabayi bamanya bukola bwenda bunene to.
Now, we notice that they did that in the days of Elijah, and they still do it today.
Pindiye uturitumane ni bakenza chimumatu kwa Elia, ni bachilando bachenza lelwe u.
God smites them blind.
Nzambi ngudubo vuja bampofu.
They say today that there is no miracles. There is no such a thing. All this is emotion.
Badibamba lelwe u ni kakutubishi mato, chintubucho chachika chitukuto, bionso vibirindi saluka.
And they said the same thing about Elijah, because when he was taken up, and Elisha took his place, a young man, went bald-headed young.
Kadisiba kamba chintu chima chumwachu ba Elia. Bolu hakambu ibo yi ni Elisha kwangatei kabakenda, nsonga luma, ukafumushala mutudibala nsonga.
The children ran out behind him and said, oh, bald-head, why didn't you grow up with Elijah?
Kibana kuhatuka ye kubanga di mulonda bambani. Mukulumpua mutudibala wawa. Bwachinyu wabe inkubanda ni Elia.
See, they didn't even believe it in the beginning. The people, after so many things have been done,
Nwamunus, kababa kunashaba chita buja tuwa nukwine kwa nswaku, bantus, hanyima habintu buuni bibibu bienji buwabi.
And this great man of God had been translated into heaven by a chariot of fire and the people still didn't believe it.
Kadimuntu mune na wanzambi ye uvo, mutente mune, bumubwele mujulu, mudikalu diakaya, kadibantu kababa nuba chita buja to.
And had their little children run behind this man and say, oh bald head, why didn't you go up?
Kikutuma bubana babu, balela benda, balonda muntu e ulubilu bambani. Mukulumpu wa mutu di bala wawa. Buachini wabe inkubanda. Nwamu nwanyi.
And then the prophet cursed the children, and a she-bear killed 42 of them.
Kidi bari mu profeta kwele ibana abu mulawu ki wursa muka jiku shayi makumi anayini babidi bakudibu.
Now notice, today, as it was then, they put their own interpretation to the word.
Mpinde umonayi, lelu ewu, anumu akadibi musangwawu, badiba sakijeli jumvije di abu buobu kudiyi.
Now if they want to do that, that's up to them. But they try to make us believe it.
Mpinde ewu, hikala ubaso kwenze na nku ati nchibatangila, kadiba diba kebubu wakutu itabuji jachi.
The Bible said that this word of God is of no private interpretation.
Biblia mwamba ni di janzambia di kajina ja muntu wele di umvijile ja hanka yenda to.
God does his own interpretation.
Nzambi uju jenzele yeye mwine di umvijia.
God confirms his word and that's the interpretation of it.
Nzambi uju shindika di denda. Nengu ke di umvijia di adinjo di adi.
As I many times said, he said in the beginning, let there be light. And there was light.
Anumunkadi mwamba mba misangu ni misangu. Yeye wakamba kuchibangi jiluni bukenka buikalaku. Ni bukenka buakikalaku.
That don't need to be interpreted. It happened.
Achikachi na chikengele jumvuija to. Chakenzeka.
He said a virgin would conceive. She did.
Yeye kwamba ni virgo na imita jifu. Hende kuimit.
He said he pour out his spirit. He did.
Wakamba ni yeye ni ahongolole nyuma muimu. Wakahongolola.
And he said in the last days, the things that he would do, and he's doing it.
Ni wakamba, mama tu kwandekelu. Bintu bifayimu wakwenza. Sikiku bienza yeku.
It don't need any interpretation. God's doing his own interpreting.
Kachana chigenle jumvuja kampanda to. Nzambi du munkachu mwaku jenzele ye mwine jumvuja.
No matter what foolish man say, that doesn't stop God a bit.
Nasha chini muntu mkutakana wamba, achikachana chimanyika kunzambi to nashika kesi.
When Jesus is on earth, he had as much unbelief to contend with as we have today and maybe more.
Hawa Yesu habuloba, uvoni buhidi ya buwajulu wangana nabu mfita, nubunyi bumabumani butu jinabu lelu ewebu. Ni hamwa habuhite ebu.
But it didn't stop him. He went right on, performing and carrying out his duty and God confirming everything he done.
Karikabu waka mwimanyika kuto, wakatungunu kanu ni kwenza ni kukumbaji mudimu wenda. Ni nzambi mwikala ushindi kachosu chiba yuwenza.
He said, I'm not by myself. My Father and I are one. He dwells in me. It ain't me that doeth the works. It's the Father that dwelleth in me.
Yewa kamba ni nchene me mankayanyi to. Tatu wanyi ni meme turi umwa. Yeye musombele munda mwanyi. Ki meme uduwenza bienze di to. Ntatu uri musombele munda mwanyi.
And if I do not his works, then don't believe me. But if I do the works, and yet you can't believe me, believe the works.
Nengkwi kalabi ni meme nchene ngeze bienze di bienze to. Di barika nungita buji to.
And in other words, they search the scriptures, he said. For that's where you think you got eternal life, is by knowing the scriptures.
And
the scriptures itself testifies of me. Man, what a statement.
Karimi fundwa yo yimine skidi mfijile bujadiki. Amen. Di kaiswe.
They are they, the scriptures, that tell you who I am, Jesus said.
Yo yayi, mifundwa yi. Skidi nwambile ni memendi nganyi, mwakamba Yesu.
And it's the scriptures that tell you the hour that we're living in.
Ni mifundu skidi nwambile dibidi tujini moyi.
And the things that you see done, it's God himself among his people.
Ni bintu binu junu mwana bie njibwa, sinzambi yeye mwene munkachi mwabantu bend.
Nothing can raise the dead but God.
Kakwene chini mwakubisha bafoto hakumusha nzambi.
Nothing can do the things that he's doing now but him.
Kakwene chini mwakwenza bintu bidi munkachi mwakwenza mpinje webi to hakumusha yeye.
For the Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Bwoli Biblia mwamba ni yeye uji umu mwama kelelele toni kashidi.
Now, we see that modern trend of the people then. All the days are past. There's no such a thing as miracles. The people are all emotionally worked up.
Mpindi yao turituma na mwene ni wachanelele wabantu au. Di badini. Kama tukwa au kadima hita. Kakwene chintu hachi ni mbishi mato. Bantu mba di banga chikani masaru kabu.
Listen to that Elijah, the prophet, cried against them and their theologians.
Teleja imu di Elia, mu profeta au. Welembile bwakuba luisha buwabu ni bene teoloji babu.
Notice he spoke as if he was God himself.
Monai ni wakakule bienzebu ni yeye uvon zambi ye mwind.
Elijah spoke as if he was God himself. The dew will not fall from heaven until I call for it. Amen. Yes, sir.
Eli wa kakule biezebuni yeye vonzambi yeye mwineni. Luma kelo akumataku mujulu to. Tony hand memandu bikila. Amen. Hey, yo wasumukaleng.
The prophet had been so long in the presence of God.
Mu profeta ukavu mwenza mukungulu mulebe mubwikedi bwanzambi.
The prophets of the Old Testament, or any time, when they live in the presence of God until they become the Word, their message is the Word itself.
Ba profeta badi hungili jikulu kulu abu, anyi badi bakane jonsu, haribuba soma mubwikedi bwanzambi to, ni haribuba shale di. Mukenju wabu di di jo di din.
Remember, he said, "Thus saith the Lord."
Nankuvuluka ini e wakambani e mumu di mukalenga wamba.
And when those men had those messages from God, and they become so wrapped up that their own thinking.
Nankuwa bantu abu baheta mikenja iku din zambi ni bashala batukine bikole mumu shinduani ngelelu wameju wabu bobu bin.
It might have been against their thinking. They might not have been able to see it right.
Nchifuwa ina kuikele chibengane ni wabu ngelil wa meji mumu shindu wa bafuwa ina kuikele kaba imuwa mwakuchu mwanaku mumu shindu wudi ukengedibo to.
But they were speaking the word of God. Thus saith the Lord.
Kadibafo bamba di dianzambi ni emu mujimukalenga wamba.
There will not be any rain till I call for it.
Kako kuikele kumvule to. To ni handi mema mubikila.
Oh, what a statement.
Kandika ya adisuwe.
He had been in the presence of God and been vindicated so perfect. And remember, that also follows Amos 3:7. The Lord God will do nothing until first he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Said there's not going to be any rainfall. He first, they laughed at him. They thought he's crazy, that fanatic.
Wakanji, kumusekabu, bele mejini uvomuhal, mukoleshuwa maluawu.
But see, he had thus saith the Lord, that it wasn't going to rain.
Kajinuamonus, yeyesu wani emu mujimukalenga wamba, ni mvula kavomokuloka.
And God, before he did that, he revealed it to Elijah, his servant.
Nenkunzambi, kumpal kwa yeo kwenzachi,
And he was a vindicated, proven prophet. So the people are to repent it.
Niyevu mu profeta mushindika, mujadika, mushinduwa nibihobi kengala bantu kukala bubanyengalala.
But instead of that, they laughed at him. So we got plenty of rain. The reservoirs are full. The rivers are running good.
Kadiha mutuhaachi, baka museka subamba nika. Situdini mvula wabu nyibe. Bini biakula minamai simbiula ntent.
The Bible said that there was not even dew for 3 years and 6 months.
Bible mwamba ni kakuvana shalumu mato. Munda mwabidi mubisa tuningondi sambom.
All the brooks and waters dried up everywhere.
Tusulu tukese tonsu ni mai biakuma. Nyaba yons.
That wasn't that man. That was God speaking through that man.
Atika chivo muntu au to. Chivo nzambi wakuile muntu au.
That was the eye it was. We always know. So we find out that when a man comes sent from God, ordained of God, with the true, thus saith the Lord, the message and the messenger are one and the same.
Hananku yeye, turituzandula ni harimuntu ulua, mutuma kudinzambi, mulongolola kudinzambi, mwikala ni emu mudimukalenga wamba mulelela. Mukenji ni musangele bidi umwani chintu chimwa.
Because he is sent to represent. Thus saith the Lord. Word by word. So he and his message is the same.
Bolu yeye mutumi bobo kuleja mpala wa emu mudi mukalenga wamba. Kudine kudiyi. Dibadi yeye ni mukenji wende bidi chintu chimwa.
A denominational man under denominational auspices. He and the church is the one.
Muntu wachena maungumba mwikale mubuki bibu wachena maungumba. Yei nekelezi yao bidi umwa.
A theologian under theology made by some denomination, he and his message are one.
Mwene teoloji mwishu mwabuko keshibwa teoloji. mufimba kese kudidi ngumba kampanda yeini wende mukenji bidi umwa.
Church of theology, a theologian. Correctly.
Ekelezi wa teoloji, mwene teoloji mbikumbarangana.
Then when a man comes with thus saith the Lord, he and the message is one.
Nenkwa di muntulwe ni emu mudi mukalenga wamba yeye ni mukenji bidi umwa.
And when Elijah come with thus saith the Lord, he and his message became one.
Nenkuha kalo elieni emu mudi mukalenga wamba yeye ni mukenji wende bya kalo umwa.
Just as Jesus, when he come, he was the word, St. John 1.
Anumuva Yesu hakalo yi uva diyi yone monsanto umwa.
So the word of God and the messenger of the age was the self-same thing all the time. That's right.
Nankudi dianzambi ni musangele wachikondu bivochintu chimwa diba dionsu. Mchabushua.
Jesus was the word that was prophesied out.
Yesu uva diyi wadiambi bomuchi profeta.
He was what the prophet said would happen. A virgin shall conceive and bear this child.
Yeye uvo chukavu ba profeta bamba ni nechenzeka. Virgo na imita difuni ni alela mwanewu.
Way back in the beginning, God told him, said, the woman's seed shall bruise the serpent's head, he'll bruise her heel.
Anukala kuchubangi jilu kwaka, zambi ukavu mubambila. Wambani, diminu diamuka jinidi zaza mutu wanyoka, nyeye ni amuzaza chikankanya.
All these prophecies have been given.
Bi profeta bionso, bikavu bifidibwa.
David crying. All the rest of prophets down through the ages speaking of him.
David welelubila ba profeta boga bubon sumunda mabikondu ba kula baba lubwende.
He was that word manifested. Hallelujah.
Ye yanguva di ya didimone shibwe. Hallelujah.
Now do you see where I'm trying to get to?
Indiye unujinu mwana kundi ngi hachile boku yaka fikanyi.
I spoke with you pretty plain this morning.
Ndi mwakulene nubitoka to mudindemu.
Don't you see the authority of the living God in the living church, the bride?
Kano na ikunu mwane buko keshibu anzambi udini moyi mwekelezi udini moyi mukaji muselanyi.
The sick are healed, the dead are raised up, the cripples walk, the blind see, the gospel goes forth in its power for the message and the messenger are the same.
Pabedi badibondo hibwa. Bofa badiba bishi ibuwa. Bikala babidibi endele kulu. Bampofu badiba mwana. Evangeli uju hatuka mubukola buenda. Bolu mukenji ni musangele bidichintu chimwa.
The word is in the church. In the person.
Diyi didimunda mwa ekelezia muntu au.
The word of God was in Elijah. When he walked up there with thus saith the Lord and said it isn't going to rain.
Di danzambi divomunda mwa Elia, havo yuwenda uye kuntua kuni, emu mudi mukalenga wamba hu. Wamba ni, mvule kakulu wakakuto.
That was Elijah, that was God in Elijah.
Auka vang Elia, to, uvanzambi munda mwa Elia.
I said it many times like the Christian Science lady that told me one time, I've told it many times about it.
Nkari mwamba mamisangu ya bunyi, mvoyina banzu wabene siyansi kretiene mwongambi le musangu kampanda. Nkari mchamba mamisangu ya bunyi habu alu abu.
She said, Mr. Branham, you put too much bragging on Jesus. I said, I hope that's the only thing I've got to answer for. And she said, you try to make him divine. I said, he was divine. I said, oh, he was a prophet, he was a good man. But he wasn't divine.
Yeye ni ka, yeye humu profeta, humu muntu wimpa, kadika vanzambi to.
Now I said, well, show me one scripture that says he wasn't.
Kimema ni, ndeja kumufundu mwehele ujiwamba ni yeye ka vanzambi.
She said, in the book of St. John, it says that he wept when he went to the grave of Lazarus.
Yeye ni, mumukanda wa yona monsanto, mbamba ni yeye wakajila muadi, haka yeye kulukita lo Lazaro.
Well, I said, sure he wept. He was both human and divine.
Memeni chabusho yeye wakajila mwadi yeye wa ekumuntu ekunzambi.
He was a man weeping, but he had to be God to raise the dead. Right.
Uva muntu jila mwadi karibu bikengele kukale inzambi wakubisha bafu. Chabusho wa.
I said he was a man hungry, but he was God feeding 5,000 with a couple of biscuits and 5 fishes. That's right.
Nemeni vo muntu umvanzala. Kani uvanzami mwikele udisha bantu binu nibitanu ni tusukwite tubidi ni mishaitan. Chabushos.
He was a man sleeping on the back of a boat, but it was God in him that could still the waters.
Uva muntu ulala tulu munda kele mwabuatu. Kani chivanzami munda mwenda uvumo kubatamisha mai.
But why? He and his message was one.
Bwachini. Yeye ni mukenju wenda bivo chintu chimwa.
He said, I and my father are one. My father dwelleth in me.
Ye wakambani, mema ni tatuanyi tudi umwa. Tatuanyi musombele munda mwanyi.
He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Uvakabu jima kabunzami muchika jilu chabubidi.
I think it's so striking the other day. When I was bringing the seven church ages.
Ngile meje ni bivobi abikokante mebikole bitukudi kwabu. Hamvantuale bikondu mwanda mteke tabia ekelezia.
To start off with, I couldn't make out Jesus standing there with that white over him like that. I said his hair was white as wool.
Banga banga chivo chivu mokufika kujumvo chintu chani Yesu vumwima na mwabauni ai nisuki mitoka ikumutu kwenda mushindo au bambani suki yenda iva mitoka bumyosi ya mukoko.
I couldn't understand how a man 33 years old would be snow white.
Chivuma ukufika kujumvo muvo muntu wabidi mmokumiasa tunibisatu. Mwikele ni nsuki mitoka bunejito.
I called a good theologian, Pentecostal theologian. A good dear friend was Brother Jack Moore.
Meme kubigile mwene teoloji mwimpa. Mwene teoloji wachene mpenta. Mulunda mwimpa munang. Uvo mwane tu Jack Moore.
You smart, intelligent man.
Utumuntu wa mejimatua, walungenyi.
He said, Brother Branham, that was Jesus glorified. That's what he looked like after he's glorified.
Kwa mbeini, mwane tubrenama, au suwa nyesu mutumbishibwa. Au mwene, kele uwa inenda hanyima hayemu mwane kutumbishibwa.
No, I couldn't believe that. No.
Toho. Nchivwa kumwa kuitabu jachi toho. Toho.
I said, well, Brother Moore, thank him.
Mema kwa mbeini, mwane tumor, tuwasa kijiles.
I got in the room there and got to speaking to God.
Mema kubwele mchibamba lumomwa, kubanga kwa kule ni zambi.
A realm of concord, he said, take him back to Daniel, where he said, and he came to the Ancient of Days, whose hair was white as wool.
Meme kukenga temu mukanda wanyu wa miaba idi miaku, wa meme kwa lukile nende mu Daniel. Mwabu jibubamba ni, kikuluwa ye kudimukulu mpila matuku wa nsuki mitoka bumyosi ya muko kwao.
I said, Lord, I don't know what to say, and I've got the responsibility.
Meme ni mukalenga, ndi muhanga chadiambas, kadihanyi sinyewu ndi mwambu la bujitu.
Now that was before this. Remember, before the seven seals was open, about a year or more before.
Mpindiyeu, achichivuwa nkumpala kwa mwanda mutegeta. Ninovuluka ini, nkumpala kwa bitampi mwanda mutegeta kukangudibuwa bi. Buchidimu chumuanyi bihitahu, kumpala.
I was praying, our Lord, what was it?
Mwansambila mwabawuni, mukalenga, chivuwa nchinyi.
And I looked standing before me, and there stood a man. And he was a judge. And he had a white wig on.
Kimeme kutangile kumpala kwa nyaku, kufukuima na muntu mwikala nzuji, muvu wala kafuluka nsugi mitoka.
The old judges of ancient days used to wear a white wig to show that he was a supreme authority.
Banzuji babikondu biakala bavoni chibijulu cha kufu wala kafuluka nsugi mitoka, wakuleje ni uvu mukokeshi wakumutu kwa bons.
And then, when I seen Jesus with the white wig, I said it only vindicates the truth that we know that he is the supreme authority.
Nenkuhamwe na Yesu nikafuluka nsuki mitoka ku meme kwamba ni tijanu tishindi kabulele lebutu libamanya bwani yeye kimukokeshi waku mutu kwa bons.
God witnessed the same thing on Mount Transfiguration, said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. The supreme authority.
Zambi wake filibujadi kibwa chitu chimochimwachi hamuku na wadiku dimukadi ampala. Wambani, ewu ki mwana nyumunanga muteleja yeye mukokeshwa kumutu kwa bons.
Then back out there at the beginning of the seven seals, when those seven angels come down in that pyramid form,
hashisha kwa kana kakuchibangilu cha bitampi mwanda mutegeta hakaweka banzilu mwanda mutegeta bumumwenekelwa uwachi hahu cha musaka,
stood there and told me to return back here and speak on those seven seals and be with me.
Kuimana bu mwabau ni kungambila bu mwamema kwa lukilaha, bu kukul habitambi mwanda mutege tabi. Yevu mwakuikala nanyi.
He showed me what they were, the lost things.
Uvu mwakundeje chivwabi, binti bivwabiji mina.
I always thought it was sealed on the back of the book, and it'd be something wasn't wrote in the book. But it turned out that it was made known that he cannot do that.
Ngomisangu yonsun jambijila nuni, chivuwa chito chitampi hanyi mahamukanda, ni nchifuwa inakukale chintu kampanda, chivuwa kechi chifunda mahamukanda. Kadikuloku mwene kabi, ni chakamanyika ni, yeye kena mwakwenza chito.
It isn't something that's written in the book. It's something that's been hid in the book.
Kien chintu chile chifunda mahamukanda to, nchintu kampanda chivuwa chisoko ka mahamukanda.
Or whosoever shall take one word from it or add one word to it.
Wale uyonsu wadi dinga kuku mushile diidimu, anjiku kusakijile diidimu.
So it is a mystery that's been in the book in these seven church ages.
Hana nkumbu wale busoko kabu, wanubu sanganyibu mumukanda, mubikondu mwanda mtekata bia ekelezia ebi.
Each one of them produced a mystery. All about water baptism and these other things that they fumbled about so long.
Chonsu chakubyo ebi, chakahatula wale busoko kakampanda. Byonso bidi bitangile di batize ja mumayi ni bikwa bintu ebi bivuba to mu nsampo ba to mu kaleji kwino konso akwabi.
Then when that went up, the big observatories from way down in California, from down in Mexico, over Tucson, everywhere taking the picture of it.
Hashisha hakamana chocha chikubanda, nzubu mine ni yadijo jila kumukila nuku California, to ni kwaka ku Mexico, kulu kwa Tucson kwa ka, miaba yonso, bachikwata foto.
It's a mysterious sight.
Chivwa chaka chichi umveka to hakuchimona.
Brother Fred Southman there, sitting right back there, and I, Brother G. Norman, standing right there present when it went up.
Mwane to Fred Southman, wawa, udimusombalu wa hanyi maha wawa, ni mema ni mwane to G. Norman. Tuvimena ni mwabau hakabanda chahu.
They took the picture, still they don't know what about it.
Kukwa tabu foto, kabena nubanju kumaini nchinchi na achito.
Here some time ago, everybody saying, look here, this looks like this, and that, them angels' wings, how they were folded in there.
Mwabe wano wabidadi hansha ha, bantu bonsu bambani, tangila ya ha, echisi nchimwene kandu buchi kampanda, ni mahuwa hua banjeli wabuawu, mushindu diumaji kwenye mundamu.
One day turning it to the right, looking, there was Jesus Christ, just as perfect as Hoffman ever drawn him.
Ditu kujikwabu, musende mizenu kujabalu manunku, ntangila, ki Yesu Kristo nyawu, anumu tofumanu mamuzo le menemenamu.
He was standing there with a white wig, on looking back down towards the earth, showing that he's supreme authority.
Chivachima na mwaba u chasa kafulu kansuki mitoka. Chikuni muka chitangila hanshi habuloba. Chileja ni yeye kimu kokeshi wakumutu kwa bonso.
The heavens declare it. The Bible declares it. The message declares it. It's all the same.
Maulu abwamba. Biblia ubwamba. Mukenji ubwamba. Byonso anumushindu mwumwawo.
Supreme authority with the white wig on.
Mukokeshi wakumutu kwa bonso. Mwasa kafulu kansuki mitoka.
You see his black beard under. Many of you have seen the picture. We got it back there.
Nujinu mwana mwedi wende mufika lwa kuinshi. Babunyi bakuni jibakadi mwana foto awu. Tujinende munda kelu mwamwa.
Just turn it to the right, sideways. Look at it.
Numusenda mijaya nukudiabalu maku. Kaseka. Numutangil.
There he is just as perfect as if it was been photographed of him.
Sikie yaus. Anumenemene muvachi. Biobini yeye nguvubwa kwata foto.
They're looking at it from the wrong angle. You got to look at it in the right angle.
Bobu badi bachitangi jile muri tumba dibi. Bikengele nu chitangi jile muri tumba dimp.
And only the Lord God can reveal which is the right angle.
Nenkono mukalenga nzambi ngudimu wakusokolole ni tumba di dimp and yehi.
Turn it to your right and look at it.
Numusenda mijayi kujabalu majeno wakukaji nu chitangi la.
There he is just as perfect as it's been photographed up there.
Kie yaus anumenemena. Mukwachibu foto mulu mwamwa.
The first time I ever seen him, he looked like the head of Hoffman. I'd never seen that before.
Musangwa nzanzanza, mwaka mwanaku, vumufanana ni mutuwa Hoffman. Kachishifu kumwaji kumwanaji konsu wakuto.
In Billy Sunday's tabernacle years later, I saw it.
Kedimu tabernacle wa Billy Sunday, hakahita kubidimu, meme kuchimona.
My house has never been without one of the pictures since.
Mwanyimunzu bujituku muhanga kukikalini chimocha kubimfu wanyabito, kubangila nuhina hu.
Then here in the skies, saying it the very God that I saw up in this vision out here. Just a little boy out here by where this schoolhouse stands. He looked like that.
Hashisha, aha mumawulu. Chambani nzambi mwini mwaka mwana. Muchikene kumwana hambe lwa hau. Muchikele ni mwana mukesa hambe lwa hau. Mwabudi nzubu watu lasa usanga nyibwewu. Vumufana nindi chochachi.
And here in the heavens, 33 years later, declare that it's the truth.
Nenku aha mumawulu. Bidi mumeku miasa tunibisa tubimena kuhita. Bachamba ni mbulelela.
That's the way he looks. Not some mystic something of somebody's idea.
Mwene kila okiudi nenda. Kati chintu kampanda cha, kati chumvika cha, mwene nwa mtu kampanda na cha.
Like in the Vatican, they got a Christ daughter there with a little white ring of beard, or a ring of beard around his chin, about a half inch long, runs right around the top of his mouth like this, and call that the Christ.
Bumu di Vatican, bajini Kristo kampanda, udibu bazole kuntu waku, mwikele ni kamweri kakesa katoka, kenza kajengu, wanyi, kamweri kakajengu, kanyungulukile chibanga chenda, kabula buwa santimetre umani ndambu, kanyungulukale wakumutu kwa mukana muende, kumushindwe u, karikubi gilichina achini nkilisto.
This puts me in mind of a Greek artist I seen one time in an ancient cathedral showing what Adam and Eve looked like. They looked like beasts or something.
Achinya uchamvu luwezi muzo di kampanda wabenengelike, unaka muna musangu kampanda mu katedral kakala, uleje chivo mwene kelu uvonenda Adam and Eve.
That's what the carnal mind can perceive of some spiritual thing. I think Adam was the most handsome man that ever lived, and Eve was a perfect woman in every way.
Now,
carnal minds wraps up the thing in their own ideas. Then God sends down and unfolds a thing by His power.
Mpindie umeja mumusunya diavunga kache chintu achi mumwene kelu ya bubobu. Di badi nzambi duutulu kani uvungulu le chintu achi kubukula buend.
That's exactly what took place here in the days of Ahab.
Kicho chachi mene mene chakenze gamu abe mumatu kwa akaba.
Now, we find out that Elijah could say that because the message of the hour and the word of God were the messenger, the message, and the word was exactly the same thing.
Pindi uturutu chanturi ni Elia, humo kwamba nanku, walu mukenji wa di badi, ni di di anzambi, anyi musangele, mukenji ni di yi, bivo chintu anu chimwa mene mene.
The prophet, the word, the message. Messenger, message and message. Was the same.
Mu profeta, di yi, mukenji. Musangele, mukenji, ni mukenji, bivo chintu chimwa.
Jesus said, if I do not the works that's written of me, then don't believe me.
Yes, wakamba ni hikalibi ni nchena ngeza bienzi libi akafundi bubwanyi mema, di bari kanu ngita bujito.
That's good.
Achis nchimp.
Any man and his message is one.
Muntu kana yon suewu ni mukenji wenda badi umwa.
That's why today that they do not believe in doing the works of God, because they do not accept the message of God.
Kibu achini lelue ukabene bita buja dienzi di abienzi libi anzambi to.
They don't believe the message. But those who believe God's hour that we're living in, these things are hidden food. Just think, God has so hid it that they look right at it and don't see it.
Angela image. Nzambi muchisokoka mumushindu wani bobo badi bachitangile buludi.
The same way that Elijah blinded the Syrian army. The same way that God blinds the unbeliever from the true, genuine food of the child, the believer.
What
they call Noah a fanatic, building an ark, his eyes were open to the word of God and the promise.
The
very thing that they call fanaticism saved Noah and his family.
The very same
thing. The thing that people laugh at is the thing that we pray for. The thing that people call crazy, we call great. What the world calls great, God calls foolish. And what the world calls foolish, God calls great. It's just exactly the contrast between the right and wrong. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Christ,
remember, He went into his secret place by the plan of God, by the call of God, and the word of God.
Vuluka ini yeye wakabwele mukaba kenda kasokoma kundonga mu wanzambi, kudibikile janzambi, ne kudii janzambi.
Elijah entered into his secret place by God's foreknowledge, plan, and a call upon his life, and according to the word.
Elie wakabwele mukaba kenda kasokoma kudidi anjele kumanya ndonga mu janzambi, nedibikile munsombe luwende, nebilonde sile dii.
If that ain't the way we entered, I don't know why we get there.
He kelebi ni kimu shundo awuturi toetu babuela, chenu mamayi ni toafika kubishis.
And notice, before the drought began, Elijah went into this place of secret for his living.
Nenkumonayi, kumpala kwa mushi hukubanga u, elie wakabuele mukabaka sokomaka bokushala kwende ni moi.
A very type of before the judgment starts to strike the earth, the church is already called out, the bride's already chosen, and just waiting before the judgment strikes.
Chimfwanyi cha mene mene cha kumpala kwa jilumbulu ishe kudikumaji habuloba. Ekelezi ukari mumana kubikidibu wakuhatuka. Mukajimusele mumana kusungula. Karimuikala nmwindi lechana na kumpala kwa jilumbulu ishe kudikumaji.
Already waiting, eating the food of God, enjoying the blessings of God.
Mumana kuikala mwindi la.
Any man in his normal mind knows that we're headed straight. We're right in the hour of judgment. Look, Brother Banks, several of you men that's here tonight that stand out there on that mountain that morning.
Tangilai, Monet Banks, Babunyu Bakuni, Nuni Batabaluma, Badimuabe Ujilo Luedi.
And I want to speak about that mountain next Sunday morning, Lord willing. Got a great revelation, something further. I can't hardly keep telling tonight, but I have to say it.
It's
just constantly, all the time, one thing happening after the other. See? It'll never stop happening. For it was thus saith the Lord. Every one of you here, thousands times thousands over the tape, heard me stand and say, thus saith the Lord. It'll be thus and thus.
Muntu ni muntu wakunu di muabeu. Binu nubivudije kubinu nuhamika bayameyi.
And even the newspapers and magazines have to declare it to be the soul. They don't know what it's all about, but they've seen it. They don't know what it is, but they've seen it. Making the word exactly the truth.
Kimba manyini nchinyito, karimba chimona, chenze ni didi kala nubulele menemena.
When you stand out here on the river, that angel of the Lord came down that day 33 years ago, 1933 it was, come down and spoke the things that he did. Walked out, and many men stand up on the bank there and said, what does that mean, Billy?
Mpatuka mumai nunku, bantu wabunyi bimeno kumwelele wakubambani.
I said, that wasn't for me, that was for you. I believe, you don't. Just went walking on.
Memani, achika chivobwanyi memato, chivombu enu nuenu. Memani mui tabuj. Nune kibadi kabayibi tabujato. Kime magutungu nukanu nikuya.
Then the pastor said to me, he said, you mean that you, with a seventh grade education, is going to go all over the world and pray for monarchs and potentates and kings and things?
Ina hum pastor wo ngambile wambani uduso kwambani wewe ni kalasa kamanda mutaketeka ujumulonga newe kale mwakuye habula babujima bokusambijele bakokeshi ni balombo di bamakokeshi mala balani bamfumu bamatunga ni bikwabu.
Oh, said forget it.
Kabidi kaka yeni uchuhamoi.
I couldn't forget it. It was engraved upon my heart.
Nchivoku mwakuchuhamoi to chibo chifunda hamo yuwaini maleta matonkona.
Now, here 33 years later, everything he said has happened perfectly the way he said he would do it.
Mpindye umwabeu, hanyuma habiri mokumi asatu nibisatu kuhita, byonsu byakambe imbyenze kanu menemene mwakambe ine byenze kamu.
He's God and can't fail. He always keeps his word.
Yeye nzambi ni kene mokuhangila kuto, utumisangu yonsu mushala ni mukwata kudi idend.
He don't never doubt it.
Yeye kanu chedi kumpata to.
Now notice, he went in by the plan of God, foreknowledge, call of God, and the word of God, and went in before the drought set in.
Mpindi ya umonai, wakabwele mukundonga muwanzambi, didi anjile kumanya, kudibikile janzambi, ne kudidi anzambi. Ni wakabwele mukumpala kwa mwishi huku banga u.
Now, we know that judgment is ready to strike.
Mpindi ya u, tulibama ini dilumbulwisha, dikadi habu hini kudikuma.
Standing on the hill that day. Brother Banks Wood standing here was walking up the hill.
Biman haka kunaku dinidi tukwadi. Mwana to Banks Wood, urumima na heu, tupotende tubandaka kunaku.
Maybe I quote it again. So that build your faith for this prayer line is fixing to take place in the next 10-15 minutes.
Hamwaha ninchitele chakabidi. Wachibaka dita buja denu, wamulongu wabebedi, uli habu hini kwenze kamutu sunsa dikumi, ayin dikumi nitutanu tititulonde tu.
I was just walking ahead of Brother Banks.
Mwanga endanya mwika la nukumpala kwa mwani to Banks.
He was, I think he had left
Sister
Ruby when she was sick.
Yeah, yeah,
and he, coming behind me, I noticed his face red. I looked back, I thought the hill might be a little hard from the pull. So I kind of slowed up. Right in them deserts, right up hills like that, right where the angels of the Lord appear.
Anu mubi helabi, kupanda tuku na mushindwe u, anu mene mene muabu vabanjilu ba mukale mba mwene kelau.
He was heading right in that direction then, where they appeared a few months before that.
Tukavonu tuenda tu ya batangi lahu, dine di badi, muabu vababa mwene kele kukavu ntambu wangondu kumpala kwa china chao.
And as I went up the hill, the Spirit of God, when I turned around and looked on top of the mountain, he said, pick up that rock. And say to him, thus saith the Lord. You'll see the glory of God in the next few hours.
Nekuhamba ngendambandaka kunaku, nyuma wanzambi, hanga kagulimuka, kutangile kulusongulu wa mukuna, yeo kwamba ni, angulo dibode dia, umuambile ni, emumuri mukalenga wamba, ne umadabutumbi wanzambi, mumeba makesa ajalonda.
I just picked up the rock and said, Brother Banks, I don't know why, throw it up the air and I said, thus saith the Lord, you're going to see the glory of God.
Mime kuangula hanya, nujibuadi chanan. Kwambani mwana to Banks chana mai ni mwachinyi to meme kuri kuhamulu mulu hehela e kwambani emu muri mukalenga wamba ni umwana butumbi bwa Nzambi.
He said that meant Ruby.
Yeye ni chivo chiso kwambani Ruby anyi.
I said no, I don't think it had anything to do with you, Banks or Ruby, either one. I just think it was just saying thus saith the Lord, something's going to happen.
Meme ni to chana ngele meji ni chivo ni bwalu bwa bukutangile wewe Banks anyi Ruby to ningwe wewe ninyeyi. Ningele haja numeji ni chochi nchamba nuchana nani emu muri mukalenga wamba chintu kampande ne chenzeka.
And the next morning when we were standing there, many of the men, I don't know how many sitting here now, there's 12 or 14, 15 of us sitting there.
Nekwa kachabu mudinda hatu bubime na muabau, bantu bali mababunyi, chenu maini mbanga nyikuba dibasu mba hampindi ya wabato, tuwa dikumini babidi, ayin dikumini banai, dikumini batanu, babasu mba muabau.
All of a sudden, a minister walked up to me and he said, Brother Branham, he said, my name is so-and-so. He said, I was one of your sponsors in California.
Diakamwa, mwami mkwa bukula iku mfu waku ni kwambe ni mwana tupranama, ye ni dina dianyinkampanda, ye ni mvoku umu waku bakuturidi ba mfranga mu California.
I said, I'm glad to meet you, sir. Douglas McHugh.
Mema ni ndini disanka ya kutuilangana kuneba mkaleng. Douglas McHugh.
He said, I'm glad to meet you. Chuck hands with him.
Ye ni ndi, mema ni ndini disanka ya kutuilangana kuneba.
He said, well now, I want to ask you a question. Said,
Yeni, Pindyeu, Ndimusu Kwele Kulukonku, Yeni.
Roy Roberson, trustee here, Brother Woods, Terry, and Billy, and all, Brother McAnally, and I don't know who all were standing there.
Roy Roberson, Mulubulujuwa Mwabeu, Mwanet Wood, Terry, ni Billy, ni Ka, Mwanet McAnally, ni Chana Mwanyi Bonsu, Mwabeu,
and I, he said, I want to ask you something.
Kimema, yeye ni ndi musungukonke uchintu kampanda.
He said, does the Lord ever give you visions out like this?
Yeni nzambi utuku kuheshe bikene kumona haudi muhatuka mushindwe wanyi.
I said, yes, brother, but I come out here to kind of get away from it, to rest up.
Memani, eyo mwanetu, karintumpa tukandu munemwemu mbokubie huka kumushindu kampanda bwakwikisha.
Now I looked around like this and I seen a heavy set doctor looking at him and said, Reverend McHugh, this allergy in your eye will soon put your eye out. I've doctored you for 2 years and I can do nothing about it.
Kimema kukenza kana mushindu ewu, mekumona ngangabuke kampanda wakatang kumwike lu mutangile wambani, Reverend McHugh's. Edi disusu me di mudisu di ebedi, ne di shedisu edi matukwa di hasha. Ndi mukondo huku kadi bidimu bibidi bijima. Karinchi iku mwakwenza chintu na shichimwa wajua di edito.
Now I turned around to him, I said, what you asked me that for, your doctor told you the other day that allergy was in your eye.
Ki meme kukudi mukile kufo yaku, meme ni chudi mungele lukuwa nkwalu, nangabuku webe mukwambi le ditu kutikuwa abu ni disusu me di mudisu di ebamu.
It's middle of the day about 11 o'clock and he's wearing sunglasses.
Tuka wadiba nkankala.
I said, the reason you're not wearing that because it's the sun is because your eye. He told you you're going to lose that eye.
Meme ni kabingile. Kwenye mwasa bineta abi ni mbwa mwunye to. Mbwa disu jebadi. Mkwambile ni ni ujimize disu adi.
And he started crying. So that's right.
Kikubanga yikudila. Kwambe ni achin chabushua.
I turned to walk around again, had a shovel in my hand. Now look, I see him standing there looking at me, his eyes just as bright. I said, but thus saith the Lord. You're not going to lose that, huh?
Meme kukuli muka bwa kubanga chaki bidi kwenda kunyunguluka mwikale ni chika sumu chanza. Kimeme kutangila, ekumumona muema na muapawu, muntangila, mesu enda menza nubuwa huwa balakena. Meme kwamba ni kadi emu mudi mkalenga wamba kwa kushimisha kuti iswa dito.
I was hunting with him this last fall. He could see better than me and anybody in the crowd. Never...
Tulibatone enda bulu wa mumufu wa mabeja hohoka mushalewu. Yehu jumwa kumone bimpa kumpita ni meme. Ni kuhita ninga ininga nyuwa mumusu mbao.
And I seen an elderly lady pull down her stock and raise up the side of her skirt.
Kimme kumona ina banza mushinda ma weke shelu shete luenda kariu bandi shelu seka luaji pe wend.
She said, "Son, if you see Brother Branham, tell him to pray for my feet."
Wambani mwana ani we umona mwana tu Branhama umwambila ansambi jela kuwa makasanya.
Now look down there, little tumors hanging on her feet all around.
Kimme kuweka sheme sumwa bau. Ni tukesa bienza bu tu biuja tu lahamaka senda hu tu nyunguluke kuni yuko.
I said, your mother's a gray-headed lady, my son, is he?
Mimo kwa mbani, mamu weba njina banza ukaji ni vyokumutu. Mwanaanyi, uri mwones.
She told you before you left, if you see me to have me to pray for her feet, she's got little tumors like hanging over her feet.
Mukwambile kumpara kwa yoku mukani, we mwomona, ungambile bwa meme kumusambi jile bwa maka senda. Ujini tu biuja, tukesa, tuntubuna anku, tumu lahamaka sehonsu ahu.
He liked to faint.
Yeah, kadi kwamba kuminyes.
Said that's the truth.
Yeah, ni achumbulelela.
I said, tell her not to worry. It'll be all right.
Meme kwamba ni umwambile kalubaka nyito, nabikale bimpa.
I started walking around and I heard the voice of God speak, said, get out of the way quickly.
Meme kubanga kwende nyunguluka, dibari meme kungu di Zambia yakula jambani. Umuka munjile lukasa.
Roy Roberson standing there knowing he was a veteran of the war. I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, Brother Roy, hide as quick as you can.
Roy Robertson, mimi na mwabao, bumbu maini yeye uvon kolomu wanvita, mimi kumuteka chance hadikaye kwa mbani, mwane Roy, soko mani luka salons.
So what's that?
Yeye ni chilumbu kayachi.
I said, get out of the way, hide.
Mimi ni umu kamunjila soko ma.
I just started walking around, put my shovel down, turned around, took off my hat, and here he come.
Kimimi kubanga nungende nyunguluka, mimi kuteka chika suchanyachi hanshi, kukudimuka, kumusha chifulu, kariki yeye ulo alwewu.
Glory of God falling in a whirlwind that tore the side of the mountain out like that. It blasted and shook the place like that. Cut the top of the bushes out. Just about 3 or 4 or 5 feet above my head.
Butumi buanzami buhana mumfunda waka handolu sekalo wa muku na mushendu au. Ni kututiri kubakuba ni kukangisha mwa bau mushendu au. Kukosa nsongu ya tuitu. Anukumutu kwa anyi santimetri mitu kumaku mechitema. Luka manema kumia bidiani luka manema kumia tanu.
Went back up like a funnel like that. It blasted again and here it come 3 times.
Kuingana buwende bubanta, buweze bumbulongeji mushindu au, kibobo kututaka bididiku bukuba, nengu kibobo bulualu ebu, misangu isatu.
Then when it left the third time, Brother Banks Kamor said, that's what you was talking about. I said, yes, what was it? I said, God appears in whirlwinds. I didn't know whether you want me to tell the people or not.
Hashishi halubu kumuka, musangu isatu, mwane tu Banks ukulokundi, wambani, kichine chuvu wambachanyi. Mema ni eyewa, ye ni chivu nchinyi. Mema ni nzaibu tu mwenekele mumfunda.
Then I went on and prayed a little bit. Then he told me I could tell him.
Dibadi meme kuye kusambila ntambu. Kye kungambile ni mfumo kubambila.
I said it's judgment striking the west coast.
Meme kwambani ndilumbulwe shedi dituta kwatu west.
Look at her today. Look what happened a few hours after that. Alaska sunk and now the whole thing is going under.
Mutangila ilelwe u. Tangila iti tenze kemo ntambu wa meba hanyima hacho chachi. Alaska mutukina. Hatu ditokulangana hachintu mukabushi mechiri munkechi mwakubwele mubuloba.
We're entering into the judgment. Mercy's been spurned.
Tudi munkechi mwakwenda kubwele mudilumulwisha. Lusandubengi bwa.
But thanks be to God, we got hidden food, spiritual food, that we're living on the goodness and mercy of the revelation of Jesus Christ in these last days, vindicating himself among his people. Amen.
Kadi twasa kujira kuji nzambi, tuetu tujini chakude chisokoka, chakude chanyuma, mutu jini moyi kubwimpa nilusabia jibulu lijibwadia Yesu Kristo mama tukwandekelwa. Mwikala udishindika munkachi mwachisamba chenda. Amen.
They went in. Elijah went in before the drought set in.
Bakadi mabwela. Elia wakabwela kumpala kwa mushukubanga u.
Thank God for being in before the judgment sets in.
Twasa kitila kudinzambi wakwikala mabwela kumpala kwa julumbuluisha kubanga di.
Now's a time of coming out and going in. Getting out of those organizations, getting into Christ. A coming out and going in time for all true believers.
Pindia unchikondu cha dihatuka ni lokubwela. Dihatuka ja mumalongolo dia uni dibwela ja munda mwa Kristo. Chikondu cha dihatuka ni dibwela bwa bena kuitabuja belele la bons.
Then he was called and stayed in there. Remember, he never left that brook until God called him.
Dibadi yeye wakabiki dibwa ni wakashala mundamu. Vuluka ini yeye kakumuka kukuka sulu akuto. Anu hakalo nzambi kumubikila.
And after the drought was about over, he called him out of there, down to a widow's house.
Ne kuhanyima hamushu wawu habu hini kujika. Ye waka mubikila wa kuhatukamu, ni kuhweka kuya kwa muka jimukamba kampanda.
Notice, he called this widow.
Monai, yeye waka bikila muka jimukamba au.
And this widow had not associated herself with the unbelievers. Took the mark of the beast during the drought.
Ni muka jimukamba mwineu, kavoku musu kakaneni bena buhide to, wababanga techimayinu chanyama walonji muchikondu cha mushuwachi.
So he called her out to call Elijah to sustain this widow.
Hananku wakamubikile buwaku hatukai. Kubikile Elia wakudishe muka jimukambeu.
Just had one little cake, one little thing she's holding on to.
Bavuni kajampa kakesanuka mwachanan. Kachintuka mwheleka wayihenda mweyemen.
And Elijah said, give that to me first. For thus saith the Lord, that barrel will not go empty, neither will a cruse run dry until the day that the Lord God sends rain upon the earth.
Ki Elia kwambe ini, anji kukampeshe mema jambedi, walu emu mudi mukalenga wamba, chihanza chikacha kushala kumunda mutuhu, anji kaswa kukaka kushala kumunda mutuhu, to ni kuditu kudiatuma mukalenga nzami vula habuloba.
Putting God first. His word first.
Kuteka nzambi hakabaka kumpala. Di dende kumpala.
Notice, there was meal in the barrel. Every time she went after meal, there was meal in the barrel.
Monaini, kufabukula muchihanzamu. Musangu onsu voyu yebu akatunta bukula, kufonu bukula muchihanzamu.
There was oil in the cruse every time she went for it.
Kufonu manyu mukasu amu. Musangu onsu voyu yakakeba.
Why? Meal represented Christ in the meal offering.
Bwachini, bukula bufobuleja Kristo mumulambu wa bukula.
The birds had to be set just right to ground every one of them.
Bufobi kengele buwanteta yikale miteki buwa anumumu shindu mujalama bukufinga buluteta niluteta lons.
Every bird of this meal exactly the same, showing that he is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Kateta ni kateta konsu ka bukulebu, kikala nuka momu mamenemena. Bileje ni yeye uji umwa 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 kelelele lutoni kashidi.
That was the word, the bread of life, following the message to vindicate the word.
Chivwandi yi, jampa jamoyi, diende jilonda mukenji, wakushindika di yi.
So is it today, friends.
Kimu jibika bidilelue ubalunda banyi.
So is it today that the bread of life, that the children eat on, follows the message of God, to sustain them during the time of the drought.
Kimu jibika bidile lue u, bwa diampa diamo idi di bana badiadi, di londa mukenji wa nzambi, bwa kubadisha muchikondu cha mushihu.
What if he stood in our presence today?
Kedibu yeye mwakwe kala mwema na mubika di bwa etule lue u.
What if he stood in our presence right now?
Kedibu yeye mwakwe kala mwema na mubika di bwa etuhatu di toku langa naha.
He would act and do just exactly like he'd done the days when he's in flesh here on the earth.
Sumufuwa yina kwenza numenemena mwakenza yi mumatuka vwe yi mumubidi habulo bahawu.
The bride is part of the husband. The church is the same as Christ.
Mukaji musele wudichitu wacha muluma. Ekelezi wudichintu chimochimochidikilistu wachi.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Bienza di bindi mema ngenza ninu bienza henu.
And his word that done it.
Nidi yi nibibichenza.
He told us that the things that he did that we would do also.
Yeye mutu wamele nibintu bia kenza yi abi tuetu etu netu bienza.
We notice here again, if the word is in us and has come to us as it did Elijah in that day, it'd do the same thing that he did. He'd feed on the secret things of God, which is hid from the world.
Turitumana kabidi mwabe uni, hikale di imunda mwetu, ni difile kutu di, mwaka fika di kudi elie, muditu kwa di, dojine denze chintu chimochimocha kenza yachi. Uvomufuwa ina kwikala uja bintu bisokoka bya nzambi bibisokoka ba habulo babi.
Oh, again, it makes the message and the messenger as one.
Ka, kabili chini chenza ni mukenji ni musanjele bikala buumwa.
The spiritual food is ready and it's in the season now.
Chakure chanyuma chikadi chilongolola ni chikadi mumufu hatu ditua kulanga na ha.
And each one of you can have this food if you wish it.
Ni muntu ni muntu akunudi udimu akuheta chakudye chihanwikala nuchijinga.
If you're willing to steal away from all of the unbelief of this hour, if you're ready to come into Christ, come into his promise.
Hawikala muso kukosoloka ni buhidya bwonsu bwadi bedi. Hawikala mujilongo lebu akubwele munda mwa Kristo, akubwele mumulai wend.
And remember his promises in Malachi 4. Luke 17:30, also in St. John 14:12, and how many more scriptures telling Joel 2:38, and all that he would do, or 2:28 rather, what he would do in these last days.
Nenkulu vuluka imila yenda, mumalaki inai, luka dikumi ni mwanda motegeta kumoku miasatu, kabijini muyona monsantu dikumi ni inai kudikumi ni ibidi, nebunyu bonsu wa mifundu ili miambibwa. Yowel, ibidi kumakumiasa ni mwanda mkulu ni biyonsu bivayimu wa kwenza anyi ibidi kumakumiabiti ni mwanda mkulu ya yewaswe. Bivayimu wa kwenza mamatu kwa ndekelwa.
And how the prophet said that it would be light in these last days. How it would work. What it would do. All the scriptures pointing to this last days and that is Christ.
Ni mwakamba mu profeta ni nekwikele bukenka mamatu kwa ndekelwa. Mufubumu wa kukwa tamudimu. Chivubumu wa kwenza, mifundu yonsu mikale ifunku na numatu kwa ndekelwa, ni china achinkilisto.
If you can hide away in that now, in that secret place, you can eat and see the goodness and mercy of God.
Buwe uwa kusoka mamu achimpindeu, mwaba musoko mau, urimu wakudia ni kumwa na buwimpa ni lusabia nzambi.
If you're sick, there's healing there.
Hawikala usama, mwomwa mkimu di jondoha.
Remember when Elisha later on had called down after that meal offering that he had Christ and sustained the widow's house with it?
Notice later
on when he called fire down out of the heavens and so forth and proved his standing of God, the prophet's spirit.
Monai haishishe haka tuluisha ikahia mumawulu ni bikwabu ni kujadike iditumibwa dende kudinzami nima wamu profeta.
Notice in the wilderness when he was laying down there under the juniper tree, an angel come down with that same kind of meal and baked some cakes and fed him.
Monai muchihela hawa yimu diadisha hanshi muabau mwishu muakachika muhengaku muanjilu waka huweke ni bukula buwa mushindu muumuawu wakosha ndambu watuto ni waka muha buwa kujayi.
And a little later on, he put him to sleep again and woke him up, and he had some more meal cakes baked there for him.
Ni hashi shandambu ye wakamuladika chakabiditulu ni wakamubisha Yehova kabijindambu watu toto abukulabu toshe mwaba ugwende yeye.
And he went in the strength of those cakes for 40 days.
Ni wakende mudikanda jatuina tuto atumunda mamatuku makumia nai.
Glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Butumbi kudinzambi suwe. Yehu juhumu umwa umakelele lelu toni kashidi.
Oh, how we love him. Spiritual food in its season.
Ka mushindu mwene utudiba munanga suwe. Chakude chanyuma mumuvu wachi.
Stop meat to take the children's bread and give it to dogs.
Kimbi kumba nabuwa kwangata jampa jabana buwa kudiheshe tuboto.
Didn't Jesus say the same thing to the Syrophoenician woman?
Yes, kwa kambile kumuga juwa bene Syrophoenician au chindu chimochimu achanyi.
He was sent to his own. That is right.
Yeye vumutumie boku dibana babu yeye mwene. Nchabushua.
And that's who he come. He never went to the Gentiles.
Nenkubobo abu kiba akavuila yi. Yeye kakayaku kudibabisa mbabia benda to.
And now today he visits the Gentiles. In their time. And it's not me.
Nenkumpindye u nyeye umulo kusamba babisa mbabia benda haji abudib. Nenkukimbi kumbana.
You say, why is it that the message don't go out in these great big places, these big crusades like amongst the denominations?
We would wambani, wachimu kenzika wiku wye mumiaba mine nemene mene yi, bibilubine nebia butangi dikebi, mudibimunka chimwa mangumbemu.
It's not their food. It's not the church so-called food. It's the bride food.
Kincha kude chabubo buto. Kincha ekelezia wakudi na uto. Chakudiach. Nchakude chamuke jumusela.
It's spiritual food in season.
Nchakude chanyuma mumuvu.
It would make them sick at their stomach. It's too rich for them. See?
Nchifua inekuba sami shemunda. Nchitambe kubanjika wabububu. Nwamo nwanyi.
See? You can't do it.
Nwamo nwanyi. Kwene mwakwenza achito.
But for the children, it's bread. It's life. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Karibu abana bobu, chidi ndiampa, chidi moyi, chidi Yesu Kristo, umo umwa makelele lelu toni kashidi.
We're going to get too late if we don't start the prayer line now, so let us bow our heads just a moment.
Di benedi tu hita, hatu yuke laka tu hitu banga mulongwa babedi mpintie wu, hana anku tunyika imitu yetu, wakatanchika kesa chanana.
Dear God, food in due season, spiritual food.
Zambi munanga. Chakule mumuvu wachi. Chakule chanyuma.
Something that the world knows nothing of.
Chintu kampande chibahabula bakaba yiku bama yini nchini to.
How we hear our Lord say that night or that day down there at Samaria. The same place that Elisha walked up and said, while the dew will not fall till I call for it.
Mushindu utumfu mkalenga wetu ambajilo luadi. Aindi tukwadi kusamale ya kwaka. Mwaba umomu wakaya Elisha tamaka tamaka ni kwambe ni mwanas luma karo kumataku to toni hanga lubikile mem.
Here stood Jesus there telling his disciples.
Ki Yesu vohu hende umikala wambila bayidi bend.
Said, Master, why don't you eat?
Mbuni mulongeshi, wewa kwenye mwje wachinyi.
He said, I have food that you know not of.
Yeye ni ndini chakude chinu jikani iba manyato.
Truly, Lord, his food was to do the will of God. To see the works of God the made manifest in his hour.
Chabushu omukalenga. Chende chakude chivuang kwenza kwa diso di anzambi. Kumone bienza di bianzambi bimwene shiva mudiba dienda.
He was there to see that it was done.
Uvoku mbuwa kwenza buwani bianzeka.
I do nothing except my Father shows me first. What the Father shows me that I do.
Chena ngeza chintu nashe chimoto haditatu wanyi kayimundeja jambedi. Chiditatu undeja chiki chindi mema ngeza.
And Father, so is it today.
Nenkutatu kimudibika bidilelu ewu.
The church, the true believer, the body of believers has access to food, spiritual food, that the nominals know nothing about.
Ekelezia, mwena kuitabuja mulelela. Mubidu wabena kuitabuja. Bajini mushindu wakufika kuchakudia. Chakudia chanyuma. Chidibena kuitabuja bakudine kaba iba manye ninchinyi to.
The world knows nothing of this food, Father. But your church, your people, the bride of your son, loves it.
Kadia kelezi web, chisamba cheb, mukeje musele wa mwaneb mbadi bachinang.
We have access to healing of our bodies when the doctors has failed.
Twe tuyini mushindo wa kufika kujondo hibwa ja mibidi yetu hadibanga ngabuka bahangila.
We have access to this.
Twe tuyini mushindo wa kufika kuchochechi.
It's one of the foods of God that He gave to His church and promised it in the last days to His believing children.
Nchimwe chakubia kude byanzambi bitu imuheshe keleze wende ni muchila yabane bende badibitabuja mwetu kwandekelu.
Father, help us to be believing children, for all things are possible to the believers.
Tatu, utukwachisha kubwa tuyukela bana badibitabuja. Paulu bintu biyonsi bidimu wakwenze kabwa bende kuitabuja.
Granted, dear God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Enza kunanku nzambi munanga. Tujitulomba nunku mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
I believe Billy told me that to give out some prayer cards.
Ngelemezini Billy mungambile ni mbaba nyandambu watu artu tadisambila.
Does somebody tell me the letter that's on the prayer card? That's all.
Bumuntumwa kungambile gudilete didi hakarta kadisambila kichonsi ninkeba.
C, all right. Let's take C1. Start off, get our line started.
C, eyewa. Tuangata yaku se, umwa, tubangila ahu. Tuhu ni hanga bangi mulongu wetu.
See now, they may be all ordered.
Nwamanus, pindi yeo toto atu, tulimua kukikali miyaba yons.
Now, if everyone, well, see, I'm going to try this. I don't know where we do it or not.
Pindi yeo, hikala bantu bonsu, nwamanus, ni hikala mwakutetechi. Chena maini, tulimua kuchenza, nikatuna mwakuchenza to.
Or either we can just have a calling line, you set still, it doesn't matter to me.
Ain tulimena nimua kubikile mulongu, tulitubikile ahu.
You'd rather come up here on the platform or have calling? It doesn't matter. Just either way.
Burini mwa kushinga kubanda kuneko hachibumba chaku chambilu waha. Anyi kwenza mulongu tulitubi kilau. Kabina nini bualuto. Umuwa kumishindu hai.
I'm just depending solely on the Holy Ghost.
Meme ndinge yemena nunyuma muimpa nkayenda.
I'm depending Him to defend this word that I preached.
Ndinge yemena chani yeye nguwato didi ngayishi edinyama kumikolu.
Brother George Wright, I believe it.
Mwana to George Wright, meme ndindi itabuja.
Since a little boy coming out your house many years ago, list that old whippoorwill set in the tree, I still believe that same message. I believe it's the same.
Kubagila hanchi vumwana muteketa. Hava ngendam pweke mutangile kweba kwa hulu kukadibi mbiabunyi. Nteleja nyunyi mkwele wa ulubuta malenji. Ufumu sombele mumucha wawu. Tijanu ngi itabuja mkenju umu wawu. Ndingi itabuja ni ngowu umu wawu.
All right. I see they're clearing back here for a prayer line.
Eyo, ndi mwana benda bashia kaba hanyi maha, bwamulongo wa babedi.
All right, prayer card C number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come first and stand right here.
Eyo, karta kadi sambile kase, nomba umwa, ibidi, isatu, inai, itan. Angelo inumana nuluwa kabaka.
If you can't get up, if you just raise your hands, some of them will come pack you.
Hawikala kuini mushindu wa kujuka to. Wewe ni mwakwele chanza chebe mulu. Bamo bakudibu niba kwa mbula.
What is it? Yeah. Prayer card C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nchinchi nachi? Eyo. Aha. Karta kadi sambile kase. Umwa, ibidi, isatu, inai, itan.
And I notice, you that do not have a prayer card.
Karimpindi ya umanai. Wewe udi kuini karta kadi sambilao.
Now I haven't had a prayer line of this type for a long, long time.
Pindiye uchi tumanju kwenze kumulongu wa wabedi wa mshindu wewe toku kadi ntanta mule, mule.
How many remembers my commission when we built the tabernacle?
Mbanga nyebe dikubu fuluka mudimu muntu manau hatu wakibaka tabernacle kabaka.
Said, do the work of an evangelist. Didn't say I was an evangelist, said do the work of an evangelist.
Wakamba ni enze mudimu wa mutangidiki. Kakamba ni mfumutangidiki to. Wakamba ni enze mudimu wa mutangidiki. No amonus.
But the hour will come when that's to be changed. That hour is arriving.
Balu diba ni dilua diashintulu diba cho chachi. Diba di dilua lua.
All right. Now, in this, you can't mix two or three different ministries together. Pastor and evangelize the same time.
Hey, yo. Mpindeu mwechi, yeye, kwenye mwakuba mbakeje mirimu ya buwambi bidi anyisa tumishila angana, mpasa tani mutangidiki musahumu wa mwauto.
You can't be a prophet and maybe a pastor at the same time, see? Because you have different works, different ministry.
kwenye mwa kukele mu profeta ni, ni hamwa mpasata musangu mwa uto, mwa monus, bwari ujini midimu mishilangan, mudimu wa bwami mishilangan.
But the Lord gave me what I should do in my message.
Kari mwa kalenga utumumpa, chivo chikangela mwa kwenye mwa kenji wanyi.
But then he said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry, for the hour will arrive when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Kari musanga uye wa kambani, enza mudimu wa mutangi diki, ufile chijadi ki muka bujima cha mudimu webo wa buambi. Waludiba ni jilwa, dikele bukaba imu wa kutuwa li jilwa ngeshi tishinda mato.
If that hasn't come now, every church denomination has turned me down. They wouldn't endure sound doctrine.
Hikala bini achiki nchilo mpindye uto, ekelezi ya yonsu wachena mangumba wa mbengi. Kimba sukutuwa li jilwa ngeshi tishinda mato.
But after their own lust, they'll bring their own teachers in. And they'll be turned into fables.
Kaji mujilonda janku kayabu bobu bina, nibe dituwajile balonge shibabu bobu. Nibe kurimukile kumianu.
And they will do great things of exploit, like Jambres and Jambes that withstood Moses. But their folly will be made manifest.
Ninibenza bintu bina nabia bienza di biabulobu, mwakenza yana ni yambele, baka kandamene mosabu. Kadidi kutakana diabu, niti mwene shibwa. Nwama nwany, nwama nwany.
All right. Impersonations. You see how Jambres...
Hey, yo, detentulas. Nujinu mwana mufo yambele.
And God in heaven knows that lays right there in the corner of that tabernacle stone since 1933. Wrote on a page of a Bible. Laying right there.
Nenkunzami mujulu mumanya. Achinchiteki ibu mwamene mujibwa diya mujitumba ya tabernacle. Diya mujitumba kubangele mujidimucha chinununka machiteme kumiasat nisatu. Chifunda hadibeji kampanda diya Bible. Chiteki ibu anu mwamu.
Look how they've done it. Look what's come to pass.
Tangila inu mwana mudibuba chenze. Tangila inu mwana chiri chenzeka.
Impersonations, just a day.
Ditentula anu mene mene.
So let them alone. Their folly will be made known in the same manner that Jambres and Jambes was.
Mwambani ubalekela. Diku takana jabu neji manyika. Mumushindu umomoni diayani ni yambela.
Here we are in that day.
Sikite tubakari bobe kamujini dituku adiaba.
I've seen the church then was just laying a cornerstone, people hanging in the sills and all around, standing around the walls of the tabernacle.
Naka mwana ekelezi hina hu hatu chivotute kadibwa jamu ditumba hu bantu balembele leku mibangu bangu ya madidishi ne kunyungulu kilu bukonsu waku bima na banyungulu kile bima nubi ya tabernacle.
There you are.
Sikibu alu mbobu wabu.
They said when it carved up, the people of the city here said within the space of 6 months.
Bavo bamba hakabanda bima nu. Bantu ba muchimenge chibamba ni muchuholu changondi sambom.
Us with $1.80 to build a tabernacle. A lot of the garage people done decided it was going to be their garage, but it's still a sheep pen for God's sheep.
Etubika leni ndolo umo ni meye makumi mwanda mukulu ba kuibaka tabernacle. Bantu ba bu ni bene bilongo lwe di bya machine ba kavu banga tidi hanga dikani ni chikala chilongo lwe di cha machine. Kerisi nye uchichidianu luhangu lwa mikoko wa mikoko ya nzambi.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. C, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right.
Umwa ibidi isatu itanu isambombu mwanda mutekete mwanda mukulu chiteme dikumi. C, isambombu mwanda mutekete mwanda mukulu chiteme dikumi. Eyo.
Now, I the Lord have planted it. I water it day and night. Lest some should pluck it from my hand.
Mpindyeu. Mema mukalenga uri muchikuna. Mema ngwachi myamina mayi munyi ni bufuku bwa muntu kale kuchinyenga kuchanza chanyi.
Look at the criticism.
Tangila ikaju.
No denomination back up.
Kakuidi nguma nashiri mbo kuchitonya makumi koluto.
No churches like it around the country here.
Kakuye kelezi mifana na nachi munyu ngulukili wadi tunge edito.
No Pentecost in the country, nothing else to sustain it. Everybody against the water baptism, everybody against all these other things.
Bantu bonso bolu shangana ni dibatezi la mumai. Bonso bolu shangana ni bintu biko abuyonso ebi.
Even to my own family, my own daddy turned me away from the door. I got my clothes and a little paper sack and went and lived in New Albany. Right.
Na shafa mi wanyi mwina. Tatu wanyi munde di kungi hata kumbelu. Mimo kwa mbwile bila mbibiyanyi muka kakesa kachi kanda kanda iku yaka sombele mu New Albany. Chabu show us.
But through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. It's grace that brought me safe this far.
Kadimunju ya buu ni midimu ya luta tunimateyi munkari muhichila.
I'm 56 years old and soon I've got to cross the river. Grace will take me on.
Amen.
And I've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We'll have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Oh, how I love Jesus. He's all the world to me. Can we take some more? All right. What was it, 10? 15? All right, see, 10 to 15. Wherever you are, if you can stand up and get in. All right. See, 15 to 20 then.
Wambani? Huh? Eyo? Se, di kumini itanu to ni kumukumi abididi badi.
That be, see, 15 to 20, that'd be 10 more people.
Chikala kuse, di kumini itanu to ni kumukumi abidi. Chinchifanyaku kwekala bantu boko abu di kumi bahamutu.
We see, two of the lions stand there, we don't get them crowded.
Tulitumona, nujunimona, numuna mwabudi mulong mushiki tile wawa. Katone tubafikisha kudiku unwile to.
Will. All right. Now, give me your undivided attention. We won't be long.
Nankuna tukala. Eyo. Mpindi ewu, mpa inte mayenu yonsu. Kato akune yenga to.
But now. Oh, what a hour. What a time.
Kani mpindi ewu, ka, diba kai, chikondu kai husuwe.
I wish that everybody could love the Lord.
Ndi. I
wish that we could all just come to that spot to realize the potential of this minute.
Let's
try it. Just give me your attention. What are we trying to do here? We are placing God's word to a test. Elijah done the same thing. Walked out upon the mount after he knew that he was sent from God to do it.
Elia wakenze chintu chimochimwachi. Kuhatukai ekuya hamukuna. Hanyima hayeye mumanyini uhumutumibo kudi nzambi bwakuchenza.
He said, now let's prove who's God. Let the God that answers Bavar be God.
Kwambe ini mpindye u tujadika ini udin zambi nganyi. Zambi duwanda mwene kukahia u ikala nzambi.
And the heathens cut, or say, well, sure. No, the heathens know Bavar was going to fall, so they scream and carry on.
Kibampangano abukuri tamputa. Ka bambani, chabushu wakakui. Bampangano abusu bafabamanya ni kahia kakavoku mwakumata to. Kikwelebu mbile mikole ni kwenza uvintu ya lukutukutuabi.
But Elijah knew it was going to fall. Because he had a vision from the Lord.
Kadi Elio voya yomama ini kavaka mata walu kavu muheta chikeni kumana chakuri mukaleng.
You say he had a vision?
We udu ambani muheta chikeni kumana?
Yes, sir.
Eyo smukaleng.
When he got everything laid in order, he said, "Lord, I've done all this at your command."
Hakamana yiku tega bintu biyos mubulonga ma wakambani mukaleng yewo ngenge biyos swe bilonde shledi di abedi tuma.
Then the fire began to fall.
Kihashi isha kanya kubanga kukumata.
When God's word is kept to the letter. And it's God's business to take care of the rest of it.
Hadidi janzambi jile mi boku jileta ni kujileta. Di badi bu olubu asha didi nzambi boku tangele bi kwabu bibisha ala.
Just asked you to lay it out there.
Ye uju kulombani buwa wewe kuchela hatuoka muabawu.
And be sure that you're called to lay it out there.
Kedi wikala mutu ishibuni wewe ngidi mubiki di buwa kuchela hatuoka muabawu. Nama nwanyi.
If you are, you'll take care of the rest of it.
Ni wikala mubiki di buwa nanku. Ye ki watangele bi kwabu bibisha ala abi.
Now, here will be people coming through this line that I'll be praying.
bindie ukibantumbu obo aba bikele moku hichile mulongwe u bangi kele moku sambijila.
Well, you're just about to the wall now. All right, to the line to start.
Bindie u nukajana habu hini kuto kuchimanu bindie u. Eyo, bwamulongku banga u.
Now, first, at least somewhere here in the building, some people.
Bindie u, jambedi, lomoba kampanda hamuchitande mu, bamobantu.
How many of you are sick and don't have a prayer card? Raise up your hand.
Mbanyi badi basama mwabeo karikaba ini karta kadi sambila elai biyaza biyana mwolo.
Just all over.
Nwamanus, animiaba yons.
Now you know, if our Lord, and I believe he will, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mpindi ya unidi mamanyi ni bumu kalenga wetu. Mamendi ngitabuji ni yei na enza. Hikale umu mwama kele lele toni kashidi.
He run prayer lines. People come to him in great lines, multitudes. He touched him, blessed him.
Ye wa kenze milongu ya babedi. Bantu bafobalo kudimu milongu minene, misumba, mijima. Ye u balenga, u babenisha.
Then he stopped sometime and said, who touched me?
Hashisha wakima nyikandambu wa diba wambani. Wande nya unganyi.
Look around, told a woman what she touched him for, and said her blood issue was gone. Her faith had made her whole.
Ja u kenza kana, kwambila muka jimuku wa bubuachimu mumulenga. Ni kwamba ni mashenda walo munda wakashika. Dita buja dende da kamondo ha.
Why should you turn around and say, well, I don't know, Lord, I've had this long time. It wouldn't happen. No, it wouldn't happen. No.
Karibuni yei ya waka kudimuka kwamba ni. Chani mama nyesimuka lenga hanyisi ndi mulale ni disa ameri kukadi tanta mule. Nungu kinchenze kato. To. Nungu kinchenze kato. To.
Why, if he told the sheriff, he opened them, because of this word that you said, your daughter, the devil's gone out of her. Say, well, now, Lord, I want you to do it this way.
The
devil is still been in the girl. But she expected to find her child the way he said she'd find him.
Kadi ye vu mwindi ni akasanga na mwana enda umushindu vo ye mwambini ni akamusanga nao.
Now, he told us, if thou canst believe, if you can say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you've said will come to pass, you can have it.
Mpindi yeu, ye mutuambile ni, buwe mwa kuita buja. Buwe mwa kuambile mwa kuneu ni, tente muka, ni kuyuwele mpate mwoyuwe bato,
When you pray, believe that you receive it, it'll be given to you.
How do you sambila ikala muita bujini udi uchiheta? Niba kuhesha chi.
What a promise.
Mula ika ihusuwe.
Now, the man who preaches the social gospel don't believe that at all.
Mpindi umuntu utuyisha evangeli wansombili mulenga katu ita bujachi to nashika kesi.
He'd walk up to the door, look in, or stand there. He said, well, just another bunch of holy rollers and walk away.
Yeye mufanya kuyeta makata makato ni kuchibi, kuinangile munda, anyi kushala kachawi imena mwabawu, wambani, eusu ujanu musumba muku wabu wabansanto bobu ngurigiba mmalabas. Karikumu kakuya.
But he don't know that this is the hidden food.
Noma nwanyi. Karika yumaini, chincha kude chisoko kato.
He don't know that this is a secret thing that's hid from him.
Kayumanyaku ni chinchintu chisoko machidibuba musoko kato.
He doesn't know it. It's pitiful. A man that's naked, miserable, blind, and don't know it.
Kimu chumanya to. Sumbienza, mbienza ni lusa. Mejumi kalabutaka, mwene dike ngampofu. Karika yimu chumanya to.
That's a bad thing.
Nwamo nwanyi. Achi sinchintu chibi.
Oh God, let me die first, but don't ever get me like that.
Hey, nzambi waya, undeke lagundi anjila kufwa.
I'd rather die. Yes, sir, to do that. I think every one of us would. But now, God has promised us these things in the last days. Malachi 4 said that Jesus Christ would come down and impersonate himself in human flesh, like he did at Sodom. That's right.
Mumalaki inayi, mwamba ni Yesu Kristo ovomu wakutuluka ni kudifuanyikisha mumbidi wa buntu mumu wakenze yiku Sodoma. Nchabushua.
He said the world would be in a Sodom condition.
Ni mwamba ni bulo babu mwa kuikele mungike jilwa Sodoma.
And said as it was then, the Son of Man will be revealed that day.
Ni wakamba ni anumu wakaribi musangwa huu. Mwana wa muntu ni abuludibu mwritu kwa di.
See, this man that come down in the form of a man, which is Elohim, by Abraham, before this promised son came.
Nwamonus, muntu e waka tuluka mumu enekeli wa muntu. Uva Elohimao, wa Abraham, kumpala kwa mwana mula ye ukulwai.
Look what it was. Abraham said it was God.
Tangila ichivoku. Abraham wakamba ni chivon zambi.
And the Bible said there were three men came to him. Dust on their clothes, travel, sat down, eat like man.
Ni Biblia mwamba ni kufabantu basa tubakalo kudiyi. Nelihuishi kubilamba, muluendu. Kusombabu ni kudia bububantu.
And Jesus said, just at the time the world gets in a Sodom condition, then the Son of Man would reveal himself again.
Ni Yesu wakamba ni anuchikondo chidibula babulu wa mungike jili wa Sodom hachi. Di badi mwana wa muntu uhuma kudibulu le chakabidi.
Not Son of God, Son of Man. See? Would reveal himself.
Kayi mwana wa nzambito, mwana wa muntu, nwamonus, uhuma kudibulula.
Now, mark that with what the last prophet said. Behold, I send to you Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the hearts of the children back to the fathers. See?
Pindi ufu anigija ya chini chakama mu profeta wandekelu ni monayi ndinu tumina Elia mu profeta. Nye ina alujulule mioia ya bado kudibatatu. Nwamonuanyi.
A message to bring him back to the Bible. And the Son of Man will be revealing himself in that day.
Mukenji, bwakubaluje ku Bible, ni mwana wa muntu ni ikele munkechi mwakudibulule muditu kwa di.
And at that day of the sounding of the last church age, the seventh angel, the mysteries of God should be made known in that day.
Ni muditu kwa di di adiele jampunyi wa chikondo chandekelu cha ekelezia. Mwanjili wa mwanda mutekete. Malu masoko kanzambi yini cha kumanyishi buwa muditu kwa di.
The seven seals would be broken.
Bitampi mwanda mutegeta bifuma kukangudi buwa.
The mysteries of all these churches and things, how they happened and what taken place.
Malu masoko ka aikeleje yonswe yini bikuwa abu. Mwakenze kabi ni cha kenzeka. Mushindu kai chilichenzeka.
See, they don't know it.
Nwamonus, kimba chimanyeto.
Jesus said, you blind Pharisees. If the blind leads the blind, don't they both fall in the ditch?
Yesu wakamba ni, nwenu bafale sabam pofu aba. Yeni, mpofu yeye ulombola mpofu. Bubidi buwabu, kama kuhu na mumu kidiani.
See? That's the reason those people don't see that.
Nwamonus, kibu achinyi bantu wabu kebe neba mwana chocha achito.
The mystery of it is, those seals, each one of those churches made an organization. And got into it. And that's one of the secret things that's been wrong before God.
Bwalubu achibuso kweke budini, bitampi abi, yonso wakweke lezi ya iwa kenze bolongolo di, kediku buwelamu. Nekichi mocha kubintu bisokoke bivo bibi kumpala kwa nzambi chocha achi.
You see it, Dr. Lee?
Wachi monwanyi, Dr. Lee.
See, look, it is, that's the thing right there. That's one of the secrets.
Nwamonus, tangila hii, nchochi. Ki chochi chintu achi mwaba umene.
They organized and see, it was completely out of the will of God.
Bakajenze bulongolo di ni monai ni china achi chivonu mene mene hambelu hajiso di anzambi.
And that will be exposed in the last days and lead the people not to a creed or a denomination but back to the true word.
Ni chocha achi neche dibu hato kamumatu kwandekelu. Kari kulombo la bantu kami ibu wakuba fikisha kutu itabayani kudi ngombato.
And the true word will come to a certain group of people and the Son of Man will reveal himself in the midst of them. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ni di dilelela, ni diloku di kasumbu kampanda kabantu, ni mwana wa muntu ni adiribulu la munkechi mwabu. Umo umwa umakelele lelu toni kashidi.
Oh, my. Oh, I love that.
Ka ekelekele. Ka mementumuna angachis.
I love to brag on him. I love to make him big before the people.
Ntumunanga mutama kumbu. Ntumunanga kumuvuja munene kumpala kwa bantu.
I don't have to make him big, he's already big.
Kabene bikenlebo meme kumuvuja munene to. Yesu ukari mwana kuikala munena.
He's so high you can't get over him, so deep you can't get under him, so wide you can't get around him. And yet you got room in your heart for him.
Yeye mutumbwe mu mushindi wa kuyimwa kuhitile hamu tuhenda. Nindondo mu mushindi wa kuyimwa kuhitile mwishi mwenda. Mwala bale mu mushindi wa kuyimwa kumuchinguluka to. Kari tibi wewe mwikale nikabe mu moyo wewe bwenda yeye.
Won't you receive him?
Kwera kumusaba kumwakijilanye.
How wonderful our Lord is.
Mushindi mwindi ujumukalenga wetu mulenga suwe.
All right. Now, let's get real quiet, everybody.
Eyo. Pindi eo tushala yenu buhu wa mene mene bantu bons.
Now, we've talked about this. And now, the thing of it is it true?
Pindi eo tuakulu hacho chech. Ninkubolu budi mwabao budi anuni. Cho chachin chilele lanyi.
Now, there may be some strangers in here.
Pindi eo kurimuwa kukele benyi mune emu.
I might say if to you, if Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what would he do in this minute? He'd do the same thing that he did when he was here before. Is that right? The people's faith would touch his garment, and he'd turn. Like he did the woman at the well, and he did other places, and he perceived their thoughts.
Dita buje de abantu ndifaina kulenga chivalu chende. Yeye mufaina kukudimuka, ani mwakenza yimuka juwa kuchina chama ya wamu. Ni mwakenza yimiku wabu miyabamu. Ni mwakajingulula imeja abu wamu.
Now, you say, could he heal me?
Mpindi yodi wambani, mufaina kungondo hameme wanyi.
His word said he's already done that.
Didi ndanjamba ni yeye ukadi mumana kwenza achi.
But the thing of it is to make himself known that he's here. Now, he appeared as the physical body, looked just exactly like Hoffman's head of Christ at 33, and blood running out of his hand and so forth, nail scars all over him. I wouldn't accept it. No.
Mpindyeo, buye imogutu mwene kele mumbidi wa musunyi.
When he comes himself, ever I shall see him, ever tongue shall confess him, and as the lightning cometh from the east and to the west, so shall it be. See?
Disu Johnson ni dimomona, ludi milonso ni lumujikula. Nyanu mudi mukenyu wela umukile ku esete, ukitabile ku esete amu, kimu ikalabi. Nwamo nwanyi.
We don't believe these cults and clans. We believe God is the Word.
Tuetu katuena kutuita buja tusumbu sumbu ni tusumbu atunasha. Tuli tuetu tuita buja ni nzambi ndiyi.
But he embodies himself, taking your body and my body. He gives you gifts. He has me gifts, and through these gifts, he makes himself known.
Kadi yeye udibweze mumubidi, wangata mumubidi weba wewe, ni mumubidi wanyi meme. Ni ukuha wewa maha, umpa meme maha. Nenguku maha u, yeye udimanisha.
That's the secret food.
Kicha kude chisoko mancho chachi.
No matter how much you make yourself known by me, you've got to believe it. You've got to have a gift of faith too, to believe it.
Na asha yeye mufuwa ina kudimanishila kundi meme mushindu kai. Bikengele nuenu kuchita buj.
You believe that? And now, if he will manifest himself in that manner, will you believe him? With all your heart, you'll believe him. Oh, how wonderful. Just waiting on him. Just waiting to see what he says. Here's a man standing here. I've never seen him in my life as a Noah.
Muntu nyeye wimena. Meme chituku mwanji kumumona kache bandele tobo kuja njimanyi.
Looks like a good, strong, healthy man. And he probably is. I don't know. But he's standing there.
Mwene kabu muntu mwimpu wadikande ni mubidi tumatuma ni hamwa hakitidi.
Now, I could go lay hands on that man and pray for him, ask him if he'd believe.
Mpindi ewu, ndi mufuwa ina kuyaka tentekele muntu wa obyanza ni kumusambijila. Kumukonka ni mufuwa ina kuitabuja.
He can stand here and tell me, say, I want you to pray for so-and-so, and I got fallen arches, I got a headache constantly, I got ulcers in my stomach or something.
Mufuwa ina kuimana hani kungambile ni ndi musubwa usambijila kampanda. Ndini makasa mafubidile. Ndini mutu unsama. Kumusangu ni kumusangu. Ndini biuja mchifu. Ainchintu kampanda.
I don't know. He could say any of those things.
Yeah. Meme chene mumanyeto. Mufuwa ina kuamba chonsu chakubintu abi.
That's it. All right, sir, brother. I'll lay my hands up on you. Pray for you. That would be perfectly all right.
Ndi mufuwa ina kuamba ni. Eyo mkalenga, mwanetu. Nengu tinta kala bianza, nkusambijila. Achinchifuwa ina kuikala nuchimpa mene mene.
That's exactly what we've done all down through the age. Is that right? But remember, Jesus said it would be different just at the time of his coming, like it was in the days of Sodom.
And
the man that came up had his back turned to the tent where Sarah was. And he said, not Abram now, Abraham.
Ni muntu wakalwau vomwele nyima wende kuntente kuva Sarah usanga nyibwaku ni wakamba ni King Abraham to mpindi Abraham.
He is Abram the day before, but he had a vision, and the Lord told him that I'm going to change your name.
Nwamanus yeyevo Abraham ditugu di bodidi angile. Kadi uvo muhete chikene kumona mukalenga mumwambile ni nishintu lule jene diebe.
And here is the Lord himself in the form of a man, eating and drinking with him.
Said,
Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? S-A-R-A-H, not S-A-R-R-A.
Yeni Abraham, mukajebe udiheni Sarah. S-A-R-R-A-H. Kachi S-A-R-R-A to.
He said, she's in the tent behind you.
Yeni udimuntente hanyima heba.
That I'm going to visit you, according to my promise 25 years ago.
Yeni nenu mwenekele bilondo silemula yuani wakukadi bili mumeku miabiji ni bitano wau.
And Sarah kind of laughed to herself.
Kisara kwenze buwadi segedi munda munda.
He said Sarah laughed in the tent just then, saying, "How can these things be?"
Yeni Sarah nyawa seki munten tamani muabau wambani abibi ntu bili muakwenze kamuni.
Is anything too hard for God? Nothing, no sir.
Kuri chintu na shachi mo chijikole lanzambi anyi. No mo nwanyi. Na shachi mo. Tom kaleng.
Now he's that Jesus promised that he, the Son of Man, which is the Word.
Pindia uye wakamba, Yesu wakalayani. Yeye mwana wa muntu. Uri mwikale di yao.
Do you believe that?
Nujinu itabuja na mkwanyi.
Would come in the last days and would reveal himself in the time that the world was like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Uvamu wakulwa, mumatu kwa ndekelu ni kudibulu la mchukondu chikala buloba, bufuwa na nani Sodoma ni Gomola.
You believe that's right?
Nujunita boje ni momwanyi.
Before we have one prayer, some of you out there pray to see if the Son of Man is still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kumpala kwa tutu kwenzi ni sambila na shedi mwa. Bumabakunu diakuba sambila ni bamwana mwana wa muntu ni udi umo umwa makelelelelu to ni kashidianyi.
Just ask if he is. Say, Lord, the man don't know me, but I know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. See if he tells you that.
Konka yenu chana na nikichi diyanyi. Nwamba ni mukaleng. Muntu waki mumanyeto. Kanini mumayini wewe uji umu umu amakele lelu toni kashidi. Kajini mwana yeye ni uji unu ambile cho chachi.
Yes, sir. Now, raise up your head just a moment.
Eye wasu mukaleng. Pindiye wanji bandulu la imitu yenu buwakatanchi kagesa chanana.
It's behind me.
Mpanyi mahanyaha.
It's a child.
Mwana.
It's burning up right now with a fever.
Mutemba kahi haturi toa kulanga lahani mubidiluya.
It's a little girl.
Mkana kagesa kabakaji.
You're from out of town.
Udimufu minahambelu hachimenga.
The child has a stomach trouble.
Mwana ujini disama jachifu.
It did. Just believe.
Ndivo inadi. Ita buja nuchanan.
Now is that what he said he would do?
Pindiye wa achikicha akambe ini na enzanyi.
I never seen that person in my life. God in heaven knows that.
Chituku mwanji kumwana muntu wa wato kachabandela. Zami mujulu mwanyi na unko.
This man here, he looks very strong and healthy. But you see that shadow over in there?
Muntu ya hewu. Ujumu ekani makanda abu yini mbili tumatuma. Kajini ujulu mwana mundi dimi ujukumutu kwende wawanyi.
That means, unless God helps you, you ain't going to be here very long.
Chini chumvwe jeni anu zami mumu kwa chisha. Chana na yeye kakula ala kubikola handwa hato.
You got cancer.
Udini cancer.
It's in your lung.
Kadimu bisulu sulu bie baamu.
Now the Son of Man is here.
Pintie u. Mwano wa muntu di kabaka.
Got a burden on his heart for a little boy. A little child. Is that right?
Yeye udini bujitu mumu yu wende. Bwa mwana muteketa kampandu wabulum. Mwana muteketa. Nchabusha wanyi.
You believe God can tell me what's wrong with that child?
Would you wait the bush in Zambia? Do you want to go to the
can. He has little blackout spells like a form of epilepsy. Just had one just recently.
This morning. Would you want to go to the church? I want to go to the church.
You believe you're going to live to raise that boy and he'll be all right?
We would wait a bushel and we call any more. You book a shaman or Wabalumau. Yea, no one for being pine.
Where's Charlie Cox then? Where's he at? Charlie, where he at?
Charlie Cox, would you like him, Charlie? Would you like him?
I thought he was here tonight.
But well, imagine you had you already.
Oh, here? Charlie. Gary, where you at, Larry? Is he here?
Aha. Charlie. Gary, would you like him? Larry, would you like him?
His little boy had the same thing. Exactly the same thing.
One of them guess who I'm going to chin to Chimochimwachi. Chin to Chimochimwachi, Minamina.
Where you at, Larry? Come here, man.
Would you like Henny, Larry? As will I be?
Well, here you are.
Skiwewew.
This little boy here had the same thing.
One of them guess who I'm going to Chimochimwachi.
His father and mother is a very good friend of mine.
Thought to end the Mamwen, the Balunda Banyi Bakata Hulakatek.
Years ago, I was down there, and this little boy would take spells, just black out and fade away. It was epilepsy.
I
caught it on the little boy. Asked God to heal him. He's never had one since. That's his father, his mother sitting here somewhere, and here's a little boy himself.
How
do you believe, sir?
Thank you. Larry.
You believe, sir? May the God of heaven grant the same thing to you and you to live to raise a child. God bless you.
Zambi wa mujulu, anyishe guwa kwenze le chintu chimochimwachi, ni bwawewe kukale ni moi, bwakukule shimua na u. Zambi ya kubenesh.
Let's pray.
Tusambila.
Dear God, help him. I pray that your mercy and grace will be upon him and bless him in Jesus' name.
Zambi munanga, umuku achishaku, dindo mbobo olusa luwebe ni ngasa, bikala hambi di hende ni ubene shaku, mujina ja Yesu.
Go back to Louisiana now happy. Praise God for you.
Louisiana mpindiewu musanka utumbisha nzambi bwende yeyi.
Oh yeah, you're from Louisiana. Sure was around Lake Charles, right? See, I can catch your thoughts now.
Ka eye was yeyi wa Louisiana chabushua lwa Lake Charles chabushua nomonus jimwa kubakule meje mpindiewu.
Praise be to God. Well, you're asking for a good thing. You want to have a baby.
You
already had children. A couple of children, but you want another one. May God of heaven grant it to you, my sister. If you come here, I just want to lay hands. Dear God, give the woman the desire of her heart because it's a worthy cause. In Jesus' name, amen.
Nzambi munanga heshe kumuka je udishinga ja moyu wende bwalu nkabingile ka mushinga mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
I go ahead the child.
Ndiye unda kuheta mwanawu.
God is a good God. Do you believe that?
Nzambi mwimpe ndijinu itabuja na nkwanyi.
He knows all that we have need of. He supplies our every need if we believe him.
Mumanye byonso bitujinabi dijinga. Uri ukumba se dijinga byonso bitujinadi hatuikala tuitabuja na nku.
He said if thou canst believe.
Yeye mwamba ni buwe wo makwitabuja.
I shook your hand somewhere. I don't remember where it was at, but somewhere I shook your hand.
Nkadi kumukula bula kuchanza mwaba kampanda. Chene mvuluka ni hava mpenyito. Kadikufo mwaba kampanda umvu mukula bula kuchanza.
I don't just exactly remember, but we was just somewhere, today somewhere, but I don't know where it was at.
Chene mvuluka numene meneto. Kadikufo tusanga nyibu ni mwaba kampanda. Mwaba kampanda leluewu. Kadikufo chene mumaini hava mpenyito.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. You're here to talk about or to pray, want me to pray for somebody else. That's right.
Karikin kwa kwaku, kinti tibovwile buwa kukula mwabe uto. Wewe di mwabe u buwa kukula, anyi buwa kusambila, uke buwa meme kusambi jile muntu mkwa kukampand. Nchabushua.
He isn't here. In Georgia. Sick.
Ye ya uka tumune muto. Udimu Georgi, usama.
Not only is he sick physically, but spiritually he's sick. Your cousin.
Kabiano nini udi usama mumvide muto. Kadi udi usama munyuma. Mwane nwa mufami.
You believe God will take care of this because you stood for him?
Udi witabuji ni nzambi ni atangile bualwebu. Bualwe udi mwanga takaba kendanyi.
You come here, let's pray together.
Udi witabujanyi. Lwa kwa hatu sambila hamwa.
Dear God, grant this man the desire of his heart, that he might go and find this man crying out for God. In Jesus' name I ask that. Amen.
Zambi munanga, heshe muntu ewe dijinga ja moyu wende. Bwa yeye ayaka sanga na muntu ewe uwele mbile mikola bwa kweta nzambi. Mujina ja Yesu mundi ndomba bwa lwebu. Amen.
God bless you. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart.
Nzambi akubenesha. Kwedi mpata to, ita bujini moyu ebe wonsu.
How do you do?
Wetu au.
It wasn't that I didn't reach for your hand to shake your hand then when you put your hand out. I was noticing something.
Kachifo bwana nkubumbwa nchiyi mukolo le chance bwa kukulabula ku chance di badi to. Hawolo lu chance awo. Ngumu nkachi mwakumwa le chintu kampanda.
It was a shadow. Real dark and blank.
Chiwa mundi dimbi. Mufika wafitu tu.
That's the reason I know I caught your hand, I'd find it that way, see.
Kikabingi lanko kwaku. Ndimumaini bume mumu kukwata kuchanza, mvumufaina kuchisanga na mushindu wawu. Wamonus.
But it's a cancer.
Kadin cancer.
You believe that God's able to move it?
Kudu witabuji ni nzambi, ujini bukole bwa kuku umushanyi.
It's on your breast. Left side.
Kadi hadibele diye bahu. Jajabakaj.
You'll go back to Carolina and praise the Lord for being well, don't you?
Udimuso kwa lukile kukarolene ni kutumbise mukalenga bwa dikale diye badani bukole bwa mubidi. Kimo mwanyi.
Let's pray.
Udimumbo chinji muso kwamba chanyi. Tusambi lako.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is present now, the children eating the bread of God, may this child also enjoy the faith, the bread of God that he gives him now for his healing.
Nzambi munanga, mujina ja Yesu Kristo, yeye mene udi humpindie wawu. Bana munkechi mwakute diampa di anzambi. So wakubwa e umwana sankile kuhende. Di tabuja di diampa di anzambi. Di umu hampindi ubu adondo hibo diende.
May he go and be well in Jesus' name. Amen.
So waku ayeni ikale nibukole buwa mubidi mujina ya Yesu. Amen.
God bless you, brother. Believe with all your heart.
Zambi akubeneshe mwane tuwabaluma. Itabuja ni mwoyu ebe wonsu.
How do you do?
Wetu au.
This is a wonderful time.
Eti kinti kondo chilenga chadi kemani.
It looks like an awe sets down over the people.
Mbienza nibuni kanemu kampandan kikile kumutu kwa bantus.
Or maybe it sounds like my ears, just like something. Just making a noise, like that.
Anyi, biliha mwaha mwakumvuika kuwa nyimachi, anubuchintu chikala chenza ni. chikala chenza ni muto yini mushindu wawo nwamunusu
to children's bread
njampa jabana adi nwamunu wanyi
it's yours it's for you it isn't for me it's for you
ndenu nwenu didibwenu nenu kajene bwanyi meme to didibwenu nwenu
I'm very thankful right at the time now I'm well as far as I know but it's bread for me too when I have need of
meme njini kusagijila kwa bunyi anubwa di bedi mpindi ewu nchene njini bukola bwa mubidi bwa kujanyi dimanya kari ndiampa bwanyi meme hanyi hanji nadi dijing
it's bread for you it's encouragement
didi ndiampa bwenu nwenu ndindu to dianyama kumikolo
To you, it's not even sick. It just brings our hearts up before God.
Bwenu nwenu badikani wina anshinu samabu. Tijanu chitontumune miyo yenu kumpala kwa Zambi.
This is exactly in season what he said he would do. And as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man shall be revealed.
E chichidimene mena numufu wachi. Chakamba ini nienza achi. Anumumu akadibi umatu kwa Sodoma. Kimu ikala bikabidi kujiloja mwana wa muntu. Hikala mwana wa muntu ni chakubulu dibwa. Nwama nwanyi.
Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord. He shall restore the hearts of the people back to the Father.
Ni mwanayi. Ndino tumina eli ya mu profeta kumpalu kwa ditu kujinene ni didi kwa chabuwa wadi ya mukalenga. Yena alujulule myoyi ya bantu kuditatu. Nwama nwanyi.
And then the righteous shall walk out upon the wicked ashes.
Nihashi shabaka nani bahatuka bende bende la habutu bwa bende longe.
They'll burn like an oven. The earth will.
Niboshika buchu kutuchaka hiya. Nwamonus. Buloba niboshika.
We see it's going to fall in yonder and volcanic will spread across the earth and the heavens will be on fire.
Turitumone nibobu nebukulu kamomwa. Ni volkani ya mwangalaka habuloba yeku ni yeku.
Oh, Rock of Ages, have mercy on me now. Amen.
Hey, you look over Bikondu. Ikalakunani, you listen, Pindyeu, Nihadi, and Ibadi.
You do.
Wait, wow.
Well, one thing you have a lady's trouble. Female trouble.
Chintu Chumohele, we need the summer Jabaina Bans. The summer Jabana Bakaj.
Have other things. You're nervous. It's that age you get nervous. Complications of all kinds.
Ujini biko abubiento. Ujini mutu kunyonguluka. Ano habukole buine bwakuheteri samaja mutu kunyonguluka. Ntatumiko jaga nangani ya mishindu yons.
But you have a desire too. That's to receive the Holy Ghost.
Kari urika bijini rijinga. Ndiani uhete nyuma muimpa. Achin chabushua. Kichochi.
You believe have you confessed everything?
Uruita bujini uri. Ukari mutonda kantu ni kantuanyi.
You believe I lay hands upon you and ask God to do it, the Holy Ghost will come.
Uri wita bujene mema mu kutenta kala byanze ni mulomba nzambi bwa kuchenza nyuma wimpa ni alwanyi.
You believe that? Let's pray.
Uri wita bujene nkwanyi. Tusambi laku.
Dear God, I lay my hands upon this woman in the apostolic form and ask that she receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Zambi munanga nye untentekele muka je ubyanza mumushindu wa apostolo ni ndombo bwa hete jibatize ya nyuma mwimp.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may she receive. Amen.
Mudina ja Yesu Kristo swa kwa muheta. Amen.
No doubt it belongs to you. It's yours. It's the children's bread.
Kuchedi mpata to, mweba wewo, wamonus, mweba, ndiampa diabana.
Had a little funny feeling when I said female trouble, didn't you? Because that's what you had too.
We were soon with the chintu compound hangambini the summer jabana bakaj. Kimo mwany. Bolin chuva na chuwe heb.
Are you believe you're going to be all right now? Lord is thanking the Lord.
Mpindia du wita bujin in a week kala bimpa mpindia wany. Ndao kumwika lanu usa gijina mukalenga.
How do you do?
Wait wow.
You believe with all your heart?
Du wita bujin in a week kala bimpa mpindia
You believe you're going to be able to eat like you used to a long time ago.
Uri wita bujini ne ubanga kudya mushindu uvo ni chibi julu cha kudya kukadi ntanta mula wanyi.
All right. Lord, say thank you, Lord. I believe in you.
Eyo. Nda kuwamba ni tuasa kitile mukalenga ndinchi tabuja.
The presence of the Lord.
Wikadibwa mukalenga.
You believe that back trouble's going to leave you and you're going to be well?
Uri tebuje ni disamba ya nyima ajini dikumo kana ni umvo bimpanye.
We're just going to say thank you, dear God, and God will grant.
Eyo ndakwe won chana na kwenda wamba ni twasa kijela nzambi munanga ni nzambi ni ya chenzi.
You believe you can be well? Lord will make you well, won't have no arthritis, be well and healthy.
Uri tebuje ni udimo akumvo bimpa ni mukalenga ni akuho bukola bomubidi ni kwakwikaleka biji ni binyoka mumvo bimpa ni mubidi tumatumanye.
You believe that?
Uri tebuje na nkwanye.
Go thanking him, say, Lord, I accept it with all my heart, and I believe it.
Ndakuenda umusa kijela wambani, mukalenga, ndinchi tabani moyo wanyu wonsu, ndinchi tabuja.
What do you all out there believe about it?
Nwende bonsu badi akwabu, nujinu itabuja shinji bwa chua chachi.
You, right here, lay your hand over on that woman sitting right next to you there. Tell her the varicose veins and arthritis will leave her when she...
We wujahewu. Tentekele muka juri musomba kuluseka lwebe menemena uchanza umwambila ni mijulu ya mikori di mimule ni binyoka bine bimumuka. Hikala yimu.
God bless you. You believe you're going to be well now?
Nzambia kubenesha. Uriwe itabuja ni umvo bimpampindi ya wanyi.
Go on, God bless you. Go on your road and say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Alu kilaku mwebe umvo bimpa. Nzambia kubenesha. Kwa tanjila ndaku, wamba ni twasa kijila mukalenga Yesu.
How do you do?
Wetu au.
You believe the female trouble is going to leave you too and you're going to be well?
Uri witabuje ni disama ya bana bakajaji ni dikumuka hebanyi wewe. Ne umva bimpanyi.
Thank you.
Don't say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Ndakuamba ni twasa kitile mukalenga.
How do you do? Wa mama.
Wetu au. Monas. Ekelekele, ekelekele.
I know your name. I used to, when I pastored the Baptist church, Totten, Sister Deli Totten.
Ndimanye jina dieba. Mvua ni chibijilu cha. Hama ngezebu mpasa tabuwa ikalesia wa babatista. Totten. Mwane tuwabakeji dela Totten.
You're suffering with back trouble now.
Uri usamadi samadi anyima mpindi ewu.
It's going to be all right.
Nebikala bimpa mpindi ewu.
You believe he's going to make you well.
Uri witabuji ni yei nakusanga jany.
You remember what happened down there in the Milltown Baptist Church years ago?
He's still the same God today.
God
bless you. Zambia
kubenesha mwane tuwabakaji. George Wright, where are you at? You remember?
George Wright, ujilo ahenye. Ulimuvulukanye. Ekelekele mushindu mwenu.
You believe I just lay my hands on you with this anointing, you believe you'll get well? Come here.
Uruitabuje ni... Mema ni mkutente kalabianza ni jilabibu edi, uri witabuji ni ne umva bimpanyi. Lua kwa ha.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Have faith.
Mujina ja Yesu Kristo suwaku ya ye ondo hibwa. Amen. Ikale ni ditabuja.
What do you all believe with all your heart?
Nunu bonsu ni juitabuji ni moyo onswanyi.
Now. How well that brings old memories to see that lady I... Can't think of her name yet, but I... Totten, that's right.
Mpindye u, buimpa buine budibine bivulu kilu abibitu ala suwe. Wakumana ina banza wawa. Chene mwakwanju kufulu kajine jende to, buampindye u, kadindi... Totten. Totten chabushua.
Oh yes, her daughter was Birdie, that's right. That's exactly right.
Ka eyewa, mwane ndawabaka juwa mberti. Nchabushua, nchabushua menemene.
Don't think I'm beyond myself. I'm just kind of a little, you know, it's kind of a...
Can I imagine in the museum you're looking at? Ndiano bu mushala mukesa. Ndibamanya, tijano bu...
I can't explain it. But your back trouble's gone, lady. Go praise the Lord and say thank you.
Ndiano makuchungu isha kuto. Kanidi sama dieba dianyima sijamanyu kuya inabanzi. Ndaku tumisha mukalenga wambani toasa kajila mukalenga.
You believe your heart trouble will be all right too?
Uri witabuje ni disamba dia baje amoyi ni jika hari anjo diadi.
Just go rejoice and say thank you, Lord Jesus, and believe.
Ndako anu chana na usanka wambani, twasa kijile mukalenga Yesu, mwikala uchi itabuja, eyo.
Have faith now, don't doubt.
Ikala ni ditabuja mpindi ewu, kwedi mpata to.
Come, lady.
Luaku inabanza.
You believe with all your heart?
Uri witabuje ni moyi webonswanyi.
Got many things wrong with you.
Ujini bintubi abunyi bidibiku sam.
You got back trouble too.
You
believe that God's going to make you well? All right, just go rejoice in that. That's him that makes you feel that way.
kuri witabujine nzambi nikale mwako kusanga janyi. Eyo, ndako anu chanana, wende usanka, achi, yeye nguri ukufikisha kuri jumbu mshindo wa wawo.
Thank the Lord. God bless you, sister.
Sakijira mukaleng, nzambi ya kubene shimone tuwaba kaji.
Hi, sonny.
Moya umwana nyuwaba luma.
You believe that God's going to heal the nervousness of that child and make it well?
Uju witabuji ni nzambi ni ya wandoho mutu uju unyunguluka mwanao ni ya musanga janyi.
You believe it?
Uju uchi itabuji janyi. Eyo.
Hi, buddy. Let me shake your hand.
Moya umulunda wanyi. Eza bigula bula kukuchanza tungu.
Here, God, take that evil thing off of this little boy and may he live and be normal in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nzambi munanga. Umusha kuchintu chibi achamuana wabali mamutegeteu ni swakubwa yeye ikale ni moyi ni ikale mujibantu bonsu. Mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Nzambi ya kumenda shamwane tuwabaluma.
You believe that, don't you? You get all right. Don't doubt it all.
Uruwita bujati. Simomus. Ni umvo bimpa. Kwedi kumpata tona, shikakesi.
Mighty young to have heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well?
Mwana bebu wakwikale ni disama ja moyi. Uruwita bujati nzambi ni akusanga janyi.
Don't say thank you, Lord, for healing.
Ndaku wamba ni tuasa kitile mukalenga bwa dingondo ha.
You believe God will heal the stomach trouble and make you well? Go on, rejoice and say thank you, Lord.
Uruwita buji ni nzambi ni ya ondoha disama di achifu ni ya kusanga janyi. Ndaku, sankaku, wamba ni tuasa kitile mukalenga.
He's still God, isn't he?
Yeye uchidanu nzambi, kimo mwanyi.
The only thing you have to do is just believe. Isn't that right?
Chintu chumwele chitikengele nunu kwenza chidanu mkuita buja. Atikinti abusha wanyi.
You believe the Son of Man in the last days?
There's something
happened here a few minutes ago, and I can't try to find where it was at. Somebody had faith and done something.
Kwenza kichintu kampanda kabaka, nitu sunsutu kesetu, karimeme chene mwa, ntete wakuhete ni chivuwa mpenyi, muntu kampanda, uvani ditabuja ni mwenza chintu kampanda.
Well, maybe I'll get him next Sunday, or when I can.
Anyi, hamohane muhete muja alimingu jiluwalu. Anyi hanga haete mushindu.
Oh, you, there it is again.
Where would you, skicho cha chakabidi?
Got your hand up. You believe God can heal that heart trouble? Make you well? Heal your daughter out there with, you believe it?
Would you need chance to cheba chele mulu? Would you itabuji ni nzambi, rumo kondori sama ja moyadi, kukusanga ja, kondu hamone yobabaka jia uku, ku, would you itabuji?
Mrs. Neff, you believe in God?
Manda mu Neff. Ruita buji ni nzambi.
Leo Neff. I don't know you. That's who you are. You got heart trouble, your little daughter's got a kidney trouble. You believe she's going to get well?
Leo Neff. Nama chitumu kumanya to. Kari kijine de badi. We ujini disama ja moi. Ni mwade mumutake to wabakaji ujini disama ja tonyi. Ruita buji ni yei na umvabi mpanyi.
Your faith makes you whole. Believe with all your heart.
Dita buja deba diakondo hu. Ita buja ni moyo eba wonsu.
You back there in the pool, standing back there with stomach trouble. Jesus Christ make you well.
We uji hanyima haha muchine chamayi wawa. Mwima na hanyima haha nidisama diachifu. Yesu Kristo wakusangaji.
You believe?
Nudinu ita buja anyi.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yeye uji umuwa makele lelelu toni kashidi.
Let's lay our hands over on each other now.
Tutente kilanga na ibianza muntu ni mukwenda mpindiyeo.
Oh, think of the hour where we're at. Think of the time.
Ka, Angela imejubu adibari tujini moyi. Ela imejubu achukondu.
Think that we're in the very presence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Ela imejini tulitu sanga nyebo mubuika dimene buwa Yesu Kristo, mwana wanzambi.
He promised he would do this in the last days.
Yeye nguakalaini nienza chochechi mumatu kwa ndekelu.
I got hands laying on these handkerchiefs. Dear God, I pray that you'll bless these handkerchiefs to the healing of the people's bodies. Through Jesus Christ's name.
Nzambi munang, ndi ndombobo weo kubenesha kumishuwa leyi bwa jondu hibwa ja mibidi ya bantu, mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
Now with your hands on one another, each one of you are members of the body of Christ.
Pindye u ni bianze bie nubitente kalanga na muntu ni mukwenda. Muntu ni muntu waku nudi, nudi bidimba bia mubidi wa Kristo.
The same Holy Spirit that promised to reveal the secrets of the hearts and do these things, He is in you.
Nyuma mwimpo umomo wakala yebu waku sokolola malu masokoma mumioini kwenze bintu ebya u, yeya ungu di munda muebamu.
You are part of Him and He's a part of you. Now he said this, these signs shall follow them that believe that you. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, don't pray for yourself. Pray for the one that you got your hands on, because they're praying for you. Now, let's pray together, and may there not be a feeble person in this building. Why would we wait any longer, my dear brother, sister? Here it is. The Holy Spirit, God, right here, the very thing we've talked about. Dear Jesus, we are recognizing your presence.
Yes, munanga, nyewu tujingulula bwike dibweb.
You brought that little baby back to life the other day after being dead by the prayer of faith.
We wakaluja mwana mukesa ukumoidi tukwadi hanyima haye mumana kufwa kuti sambile jaditabuja.
Dear God, there's many here we couldn't get to, the time's passing, but they got their hands on one another. They're believers.
Nzambi munanga kuti babunyi kabaka baturika tuima kufika mabudi buto.
We're sitting in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Satan, you are defeated. Jesus Christ defeated you.
Satana, udimuchimunyibwa. Yesu Kristo wakakuchimuna.
He rose from the dead and stands among us tonight, vindicating this message of the last days.
Yeye wakabika kubafwa ni mwima ni munke chumwe tujilo lwedi mwikala ushindika mukenje uwa kumatu kwa ndekelu.
Come out of this people. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hatuka munda mwabantu aba ubashila kaba mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
In my name they shall cast out devils, and you are cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this congregation.
Mujina jani bwa bunibi hata ba demo. Niwe wudi muiha chibwa. Mujina ja Yesu Kristo. Shiedi sangi shiedi.
Every one of you now that accepts your healing, stand on your feet. Everybody that accepts healing, stand on your feet.
Ewu yonsu wakunu dimpindi ya wudi wita buje diondo hibwa wu ajukila kulu. Ewu yonsu wudi wita buje diondo hibwa wu ajukila kulu.
Raise your hands now and give him praise.
Ela ibianza mulu mpindi ya wunu mutu mbisha.
I now accept my healing. Say that to God.
Ndimpindia ungitabuja diondo hibwa diani. Ambila kunzambi chochachi.
I now accept my healing.
Ndimpindia ungitabuja diondo hibwa diani.
You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Christ.
We would you umuwa makelele lelu toni kashidi, Kristo.
I now believe you.
Ndimpindia ungitabuja.
Help thou my unbelief.
Kwatisha kubuhida buanyi.
Amen.
Amen.
I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away each stain. Don't you love him?
Kanwe na iba munanganyi.
Let's praise him.
Tumutumisha yako.
Everybody with your hands up, give him praise.
Bantu bonsu ni byanza byenu byela mulu, muhayi butumbi, hari mone tula mwabe ubwa kutangala cha yaha.